AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event, featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh farm foods growing in our very own Sierra foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids. Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey. Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278.
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. President Bush goes to New York to speak to world leaders at the United Nations.
Sounding a call for more democracy in the Middle East, President Bush offered assurances to Muslims that in no way is U.S. policy a threat to their faith.
Extremists in your midst spread propaganda claiming that the West is engaged in a war against Islam. This propaganda is false.
Mr. Bush said those claims are used to justify acts of terror, but he said the U.S. respects Islam and his goal is to help Muslims build a more tolerant and hopeful society that honors people of all faiths and promotes peace. Mark Knoller, CBS News, with the president in New York.
The military is running things in Thailand at the moment. While the prime minister was in New York for the UN meeting, troops and tanks took over his offices.
I was watching BBC and CNN, and suddenly they just disappeared. And then you turn to the Thai channels, Thai news channels, and pretty much the same thing there, although you have footage showing the royal family and occasionally messages flashing up, basically urging people to be calm and not to go out.
James East at World Vision in Bangkok. One of the most horrifying cases of murder in a long time, a trail of blood in the streets for a long way outside Denver, Colorado. Sheriff spokeswoman Kim Castellano.
During the investigation, it was determined that the female had been dragged from a vehicle, behind a vehicle, for a distance of over a mile. Cause of death is pending the autopsy, which is being conducted today.
NASA thinks a couple of pieces shook loose from the space shuttle Atlantis after the crew test-fired the reentry rocket. Program manager Wayne Hale says when that rocket fires, there's a whole lot of shaking that goes on.
Ice, gap fillers, other pieces that could come off. That would be the time you would suspect they would come off.
NASA is working on a plan for a photo inspection of the shuttle and contingencies for what to do if... Spinach, another E. coli case, a 22nd state affected. It's Colorado. Meanwhile, back in spinach country, CBS's Steve Futterman.
The testing continues here in the Salinas Valley. Water is being tested, soil is being tested, but there's no guarantee that the specific source of this latest E. coli outbreak will ever be found. The contamination could have occurred in the fields. It might have taken place in the processing plants. Meanwhile, the spinach industry here has essentially come to a halt.
Oil prices today, $61.66 a barrel. That's down another $2.14, industry analyst Tom Closa.
It's pretty easy to see there's enough momentum to take nationwide unleaded gasoline down below 2.25 in the next few weeks. And we're already seeing some markets with sub-$2 numbers pop up.
On Wall Street, the Dow lost 14 points to close at almost 11,541. The NASDAQ was off 13. This is CBS News.
Diane Mintz is a realtor. She helps people buy and sell real estate. But those aren't the only people Diane helps.
Every year I send inner-city children to camp.
She knows that something that the kids may learn from camp may change their life completely.
The Realtor Code of Ethics is about treating people fairly and honestly. I make a promise to conduct business fairly, and I've also made a promise to these kids.
Across the country, realtors like Diane Mintz are making a difference in their communities and setting examples for others to do the same. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
The United Nations has already started saying goodbye to Secretary General Kofi Annan, who steps down at the end of this year.
This is the last time I shall have the honor of presenting my annual report.
Annan called the world divided, split by economic injustice, human rights abuses, and a still volatile Middle East.
We face a world whose divisions threaten the very notion of an international community upon which this institution stands.
Annan described the job he's held for 10 years as difficult and challenging, but rewarding.
Thank you very much.
His farewell speech was followed by a long-standing ovation. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, United Nations.
In Milan, Italy, a thief robbed an elderly lady, lost his cell phone in the stick-up. Later, he called his phone, hoping to get it back, and the person who answered was all too happy to help. Cops are like that. The man had recently been released from an overcrowded jail, and now they say he can help recongest it. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
I'm taking care.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Live, local, and left. Today we have Charlie and Sims on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
And you think Enid sounded weird yesterday?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where Enid is just a little under the weather today,
yeah.
which happens and so often happens when a woman is sick. It takes a couple of guys to do her job for
that's
her.
Right, so. That's right. Two for the price of one this afternoon. Good afternoon. I'm Charlie Weiss. And if you sleep late and don't get up until around 9 o'clock, you probably don't know this guy. But Andy Sims of Scott and Sims, The Morning Report, right here on Sacramento's Left Channel.
This afternoon thing is nice. You know, the sun is warm. You come out of your house. Everybody's in a much better mood. You know, the degenerates have all gone somewhere. Well, at least where I live. So, yeah, it's nice. It's a nice change.
It's lovely. The sun is out. Yeah.
So I said, all right, I'll do an hour with you. And then at 4 o'clock, we're joined by someone with actual, you know, who's esteemed in the community.
The esteemed,
yeah.
John Poswell.
Definitely. So that'll be good. And what John is up to lately is interesting and always fun. John is all about John Doolittle.
Definitely.
Lives in the 4th Congressional District and has been very vocal.
And you talked to him this afternoon or this morning.
That's how great this radio station is. A guy calls in the morning. And by the afternoon, he's on the air.
That's all it takes.
So, yeah, I would encourage you to call tomorrow morning, and you just never know what may happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, 349-1320, that's 349-1320, or 866-626-1320. If you want to be on the air tomorrow, we'll just give us a call. I am totally, totally kidding. This is you have to be trained to do this.
And yet, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. So, John Poswell will be joining us at 4 o'clock. Also, we are going to be speaking with, and Enid was really sorry she could miss this interview, because they're good friends, Shelley Lewis. She's a co-founder of Air America Radio. We're not going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about her book, Naked Republicans, A Full Frontal Exposure of Right-Wing Hypocrisy and Greed. It's a funny book, profiles a lot of different politicos.
Yeah, and that book has a parental advisory sticker on it.
Yes, it does, of course.
It ain't pretty.
Not for children. And, well, she profiles among a number of our political luminaries, shall we say, including John Doolittle. A little, and Schwarzenegger. So,
who? Oh, right.
Yeah.
Guys
yeah.
Running for office. They must be running for office. They're promising things.
Mm-hmm. Also, profile some of our favorite enablers, George Bush enablers like Condi.
Ah, yes.
And
I saw Matt Lauer interviewing her this morning, but I didn't hear any of it because I was working. But I'm curious to see how that gets chopped up in, on the Daily Show this evening. I'll be looking forward to that.
He keeps interviewing these folks, and how does he approach this? I never see him, but because I'm listening to you guys. Well, does he slam them? Does he put them in the corner? What does he do?
Well, he's not super confrontational, but he asks the questions. It doesn't seem like he's beating him over the head. But I mean, he's got all the big interviews. He had President Bush.
Right.
He had that hot stripper teacher from Florida, Deborah LaFave.
Oh yeah.
And now Condi. So I mean, all the biggies on the Today Show.
The triumphant. Right.
Plus,
there
were some clips from when the Today Show cast was on The Weakest Link. So I catch a lot of stuff out of context because the sound is off. But
is he ever talking to that robot that switched over to CBS, Katie?
Oh well, no, I'm sure they're still good friends. But
is she a robot?
No, she's not a robot. That Katie Kirk is very engaging. I haven't seen the new newscast yet, and a lot of people, I guess, haven't. Oh, there I am.
All right.
But I like Katie Kirk, and it's what's going on at CBS News. It's not news. Right. A lot of crap and 22 minutes of this, that, and the other, and there's about 3 minutes of news on there. And, well, that's the evening news. It's not like it was, you know, in 1970.
Well, the great, venerable Walter Cronkite says he likes Katie in her new role.
I think she's really good at what she does. It's just that the game has changed.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
So, I remember the earliest memories of watching news when I was a kid, you know, CBS News, Walter Cronkite. And
Huntley Brinkley.
And I didn't even know what most of the stuff was about. I remember seeing things for Energy Crisis. There's a phrase from the past, POWMIA, you know, Vietnam, and I had no idea what any of this stuff was.
I did.
Well,
let me tell you, I did. John Poswell will tell you.
Yes, he will. So, I'm a newbie. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I have a great story about David Brinkley. He covered one of the space shots from the Johnson Space Center at one point. And, you know, these guys... These old journalists, I mean, they were hard living guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
big drinkers.
Oh yeah. So I, you know, this is supposedly a true story. It was told to me by somebody who said he was there. Where David Brinkley got pretty smashed and pushed the piano into the pool, the hotel piano into the pool.
You can't see Katie Couric doing that.
No, I don't think so.
I would watch the CBS News every night if I thought there was any chance that Katie Couric would get drunk and push a... Even like a trombone player in a pool. Just something.
Just something.
Show some intent. That's all I want.
George Bush spoke to the United Nations today. You probably know that. And this comes 4 years and 1 week since he addressed the UN Assembly. And
what happened 4 years ago? Why would he have been at the UN 4 years
gee,
ago?
Gee, I don't know. Would he be trying to convince the United Nations that it was the right thing to go to war in Iraq?
Stop. Go to war. You just say go to war. So what does he want this time? Does he want something? I mean, I know it's been... He gets to the UN slightly more often than he gets to the NAACP meetings.
True.
So I guess that's a positive for the UN. Yeah, his buddy John Bolton is there. They go up there. They do lines of blow, and then they go down and address the assembly.
Well, he has his, he has his regular stump speech that he's been doing for the November elections as part of that, the vision for the Mideast.
Did he say freedom agenda? Because I didn't see the speech.
I did not see the speech.
Freedom agenda is a big one.
Well, basically the vision of, making the Mideast into the image of the United States. In the meantime, we're making the image of the United States into Iran.
A little bit,
A little
Saudi Arabia
little
thrown in.
A little creep going on there. A little autocracy creep.
We're certainly seeing it, and I know this is a topic which is we've been talking about a little bit, is this documentary coming out. Some of the similarities between maybe what's going on here in the United States and some of the madrasas in Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and Iran, Jesus Camp documentary.
The Jesus Camp documentary.
And I don't know if people have seen this. You sent me the information on this a couple of days ago, and there's this trailer, which you can see at YouTube. If you just Google Jesus Camp, you can watch this thing, and it's shocking. You say, how is this any different than training people to be suicide bombers in Saudi Arabia? And, call me stupid. I can't see the difference.
Well, there isn't very much. This story from the Herald, Shiite militias are encouraging children, some as young as 6 or 7, to hurl stones and gasoline bombs at U.S. convoys in Iraq, hoping to lure American troops into ambushes or provoke them into shooting back, U.S. soldiers say. So, kind of the same thing. I mean, the trailers of the Jesus Camp, I mean, these kids are are being told to, you know, lay down their lives for Christ. Yeah, it's frightening.
The word, the kind word is indoctrinated. The truth is brainwashed.
Yeah.
And it's reprehensible that people do this to children in general. It's reprehensible that people do it to anyone. But, you know, I don't know what's... I didn't have kids so I could teach, you know, to reinforce my own... I don't need a chorus. I don't need to teach them everything that I believe so that they can spout it back to me so I can think, yes, see, I'm right. I don't need that, as Keith Olbermann refers to, the president's portable chorus.
Yeah.
Don't need it. You know, why don't you teach your kids to be decent human beings and maybe not strap explosives to themselves or blow up buildings in Oklahoma City? Maybe that would be a good place to start.
The only thing I insisted that my son do when he was young, this age, fourth grade, whatever.
Just to stop drinking. No.
That was later.
Okay.
Actually, he was pretty good about that. To play a musical instrument. That was it.
Sure. And that's, I know, a big thing for you. You're a musician.
It's important. It's important for the growth of your mental capacity to be able to, you know, to figure things out. I mean, he's always been a math, well, graduated from Cal, that says something in engineering.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it really made a difference. Yeah, parents tend to put a lot of stuff on their kids these days.
They do, and I don't think that's necessarily new, but in terms of, you know, like you said, you focused your son on music, which, you know, helped you use a certain part of your brain. But if you say to kids, well, it is your destiny, you know, the world's coming to an end anyway. So if you can take out a few infidels along the way, imagine how nice things are going to be for you in the afterlife. And that is the most reprehensible thing I can imagine.
Yeah.
To give kids, and I mean, I'm a fatalist just because I read the newspaper every day, but I don't want my kids to be thinking, well, you know, the world could end before. You know, this is me growing up in the Cold War. I grew up in Dayton, Ohio, which there's Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which is a huge air force base, and also a Monsanto lab there, and they build warheads. At least they used to. I don't know what they're doing now. I think they're building better corn crops or something. So they would publish, like, once a year in the paper. They said, well, if the Russians launch, and we think there's a 5 or 10 megaton bomb pointed at Dayton, Ohio, then this is what's going to happen. If you live within this zone, well, you'll be incinerated. And if you live here, here, or here, this is what's going to happen to you, and this is what life is going to be like after the bomb. So this is how I get my fatalistic point of view. I just figured, well, all right. And I actually slept better then, because I figured if I woke up one morning in the middle of the night and I saw a bright flash, I'd at least know who was responsible. It would be the Soviets.
Right. Right.
Now, you don't know who's after us. We're just making enemies left and right. And, of course, the blame for that can all go directly to the president. You know, I mean, this garbage about, oh, they hate us for our freedom. I mean, give me a break. You know, I mean, if they disagree with us on religious bounds, if they believe everybody should be converted to Islam, well, you know, that's nuts. The same as I would say to the Pope, maybe you should keep your mouth shut. And anybody else, you don't have a lock on morality. You don't have a lock on the answers to the infinite. Why don't you just live your life as best you can? Stop bothering other people with your twisted beliefs, and I'll bet the world gets better overnight, just a little bit at a time.
Well, I can imagine you know, the delegates this morning listening to George Bush in the General Assembly and just going, failed policy. Come on, can't you see this?
Yeah, well, yeah,
the
exactly.
Rest of the world sees it. Why is this administration not getting it?
Yeah, the rest of the world and half of this country sees it.
You know, one of the reasons that I really wanted you to come in for this first hour is to help me pronounce Ahmadinejad.
See, you know what? When this guy's name first started showing up in the paper last year, they put a pronunciation and they said it's Ahmadinejad. And nobody pronounces it that way anymore except me, and I'm just going to stick with that. So, I mean, no insult to you, President of Iran, but it's Ahmadinejad for me. And I can't say it the other way. Ahmadinejad. I can't do it. I feel like Stephen Colbert trying to pronounce
it. Exactly. I was going to say, you're doing that better than Stephen Colbert. He's speaking to the United Nations later this afternoon. He and Bush are in the same hotel. But,
right.
Never shall the twain meet.
They're not going to get together for a $20 Toblerone bar and something out of the mini bar.
I'm thinking not. Anyway, he's speaking this afternoon. If he's not speaking already, I don't believe so. We're watching CNN and monitoring that for you. Anyway, we have a senator, U.S. senator, who has compared Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to Hitler, made fun of his name on Tuesday, during a congressional hearing on the U.S. strategy to end Iran's suspected nuclear weapons program. I think he's a Hitler type of person, says Ohio Republican Senator George Voinovich.
Voinovich, yes. Voinovich is not a nut job. He's
not
a Republican,
totally.
But he's not crazy.
No.
And you know what? I'm sick of it, and I've said it to people who listen to us. People on the left, people on the right, stop comparing people to Hitler. You know what? I remember that ad that came out last year, and I think it was on MoveOn.org for like a day and a half, and Bush morphed into Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Bush is not Hitler.
Not close.
No, not anywhere close. He's a reprehensible human being. He's a scumbag. Those things being said, I would invite anybody that thinks anybody is Hitler to, you know, take yourself to Washington, D.C., and make a tour of the Holocaust Museum. And if you still think that George Bush or Ahmadinejad or whomever else is Hitler, well, you know, call me, and we'll talk about that, and I'll make sure that I'm fully armed when we do, because
There is a list. There is a list.
Right.
Pol Pot, Cambodia, Stalin.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I think Stalin's in that conversation. Nobody around here. Nobody in this country. I'm sorry. You know, I don't like George Bush. I can find very little about him that I think is positive. He ain't Hitler.
The one thing about Ahmadinejad that I just can't quite understand. He looks like the late Bob Denver. You just think a guy that looks like that.
He does.
How can he be so nasty?
I
you know, Gilligan.
He does. When the Dobie Gillis, when he was kind of in his beatnik phase.
Right.
That hadn't occurred to me. But I think you're actually right. I look at him and I think, with the clothes, more of a, like a Latka Gravis sort of thing.
Twins at birth.
Yeah. So, it's
Latka,
interesting.
Huh? Okay.
But, you know,
I see that too.
The fact that this guy is in power is entirely George Bush's responsibility. The same as what's going on in Venezuela with Hugo Chavez. Well, why is so much of the world shifting to the left? Because we've shifted so far to the right, we're the heaviest damn thing on the scale.
That's what I'm saying. These delegates are just sitting there this morning going, failed policy, failed policy, you know. Just listening to this crap. 349-1320. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. 866-626-1320. Right now, let's go to traffic from the left. News from the left. It's Lisa West.
Whatever I have from the left, and you will get it. Especially traffic. I'll tell you, stop at 99. I mean, I did the Scott and Sim show this morning on wonderful AM 1320, and the road was horrendous, and I think it still is. We have the same three-car crash at Free Ridge Road. Well, maybe not the same, but same. Identical twins. Northbound Cab City Freeway just south of El Camino Avenue. We have a vehicle in the roadway southbound I-5 at Q3. A fire, 49 Gold Lake Road, and another one, 193 in Southwark. Now, those are obviously in Woodland and Placerville, but they are stopping traffic on into Sacramento and causing a nice little ruckus. Close tonight, right around, 55. Highs coming up, maybe right around 92 tomorrow. And we are at 89. Back with more Charlie and Sims at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey, Heidi.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week. October 1st through October 7th.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? The subliminal mind f***ed America.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Well, you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Taking the left way home, it is Charlie and Sims on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
349-1320. 866-626-1320. Right now we're talking about the goings-on at the United Nations General Assembly this morning. Later this afternoon, Iran's president speaks. A few other things going on there as well. But we have a lot of other things to talk about. I told you that we have a guest, the author of Naked Republicans, A Full Frontal Exposure of the Right-Wing Hypocrisy and Greed. Shelley Lewis, co-founder of Air America, will be on in the 4 o'clock hour. New coalition out speaking out against the arena. I want to talk a little bit this afternoon, if we have time, of this interesting love affair between Governor Schwarzenegger and Los Angeles Mayor Vera Rigosa.
Well, you know, they're L.A. guys, and, you know, Hollywood Randy Newman, and it's the whole thing. Randy Newman is going to be, if Villarosa runs in 2010 for governor, and they're talking about he may, Randy Newman's going to be his
theme song.
Well, no, he's actually going to be on the ticket with him. He's going to
his
lieutenant governor. I'm told. If that's BS, feel free to call me on it.
Randy Newman is not that political. I mean, take it back when you look at his lyrics.
So,
but he seems a little bit more left. You know, Vera Rigosa, he kind of falls into that Democrat.
Democrat.
Exactly. There's not a lot of difference between Democrats and Republicans when it comes to the mayor of Los Angeles.
It's
hard to see any difference. And when you and Scott are talking with the Green Party folks.
Yeah, and we have Peter Camejo on tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact.
All right. Well, yeah. And when you hear him, he's speaking like a Democrat 20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's what appeals to me about the Green Party. And I'm not on board with everything the Green Party is doing. But, you know, when I listen to Camejo talk and he says, you know, we're going to have health care for everyone in California and this is how we're going to do it. And you run the numbers and you say, yeah, we could do that. We could do that. And it wouldn't even cost us that much. It probably would actually cost us less if we get all the waste and bureaucracy with the HMOs and just all this ridiculous paperwork. And lawsuits and everything. So, hey, I'd encourage you to listen, and if you have questions, obviously call him up. But it reminds me, I went home today, and I took a little nap, and then I got up and I watched the thing that I had on last night. I recorded it, the Goldwater documentary.
All right.
HBO. Have you seen this thing?
I have not.
I'd encourage everybody to have a look at it, because it's funny. You watch this, and Barry Goldwater, he's a senator from Arizona, ran for president in '64 as a Republican, Mr. Conservative.
Sure.
And I look at a lot of what he was talking about, and the only thing that really stood out that I wasn't on board with was he was opposed to the civil rights legislation in '64, but I can't really argue with his reasoning for doing it. He said this is not in the Constitution. He was more libertarian than a Republican, really, but there wasn't a libertarian party to speak of back then. And he said, well, the Constitution is kind of a sacrosanct document, which I agree with that in a large sense. And he said this isn't in there, and it really has to be up to the states to decide what they want to do. And in that regard, he's right, but in terms of the overall picture of what needed to be done in the United States, well, he was wrong.
Right.
Because, I mean, what was done in 1964 with the civil rights legislation was 100% dead on, had to be done. But I understood his reasons for opposing it. You know, I mean, this is a Republican who was pro-choice. And one of his daughters had an abortion, and he said, you know, this is up to you, you know, and I'm going to support you no matter what you do. It's your decision. When he was in the military, he was in the Air Force for, I guess, about 30 years. At that time, and again, this must have been, God, from, like, I guess, you know, World War II up to, you know, maybe the 50s or later. And he was talking about, actually, it was probably before that. He was born in 1909, so yeah, figure from the 20s up until probably the 50s, he was in the Air Force, and he was opposed to gays in the military. But I mean, you think about the idea of gays in the military in, you know, that era,
sure.
And you think, well, I don't want to say of course not, like obviously, and they shouldn't be, but I mean, that wasn't something anybody even began to talk about. But by the time the 80s rolled around and it became an issue nationally, he said, you know what, I was wrong on that. Anything I said about that I was opposed to, I was just wrong.
I tell you though. He was, as you know, he was the victim of one of the most creative, most scary political ads. It's one of those things that's just embedded in my mind. You know,
sure.
As a child watching this, watches Adam Baum going,
with the flower and the H bomb.
Yeah, and you wonder where Karl Rove got his stuff.
Well,
you know, the Democrats. They were pretty good at that at one time, but that was a long time ago. John Dean's book, Conservatives Without Conscience.
Oh, yeah.
Dean and Goldwater were very good friends.
Yeah, they were. They Dean and Barry Goldwater Jr. were actually at the same military academy when they were kids. I mean, they went way back.
Barry Goldwater was senior, absolutely outraged at what was going on in his country. in his older years before he passed on.
Well, he saw his party hijacked by these social conservatives. I mean, this is a guy that absolutely hated Jerry Falwell. Said he would he said all good Christians should give Falwell a kick in the ass. Tough to argue with that sentiment.
Hey, let's go to Barry Camp instead of Jesus Camp.
Yeah.
We want to talk about that. We want to talk about this love affair these the mayor of Los Angeles and our governor are having too, and how that really undermines Angelita's campaign. But back to the United Nations just for a few minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You really hate it when you go off to party with all these other heads of state. And damn if somebody doesn't take over your government while you're gone. You
turn your back for 2 minutes, and the domino theory, blammo.
You got to hate that. You're sitting there, and all of a sudden somebody comes up to you and says, Mr. President, you are a victim of a coup, which happened today. Honest to God, Thailand's army commander staged a coup today, ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra while he was in New York.
That's such a that is dirty pool.
Yes.
Guy heads to New York for a little conference with the world, and when his back is turned, that's just wrong. I don't support that, although the president is in New York today, too.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to do a little coup action in Washington.
Well that's different.
Yeah.
That's an entirely different set of circumstances. This Thai general... is close to getting Thailand's revered monarch back into power, who is a Muslim. And of course, it's a Buddhist dominated nation. The monarch will be the acting prime minister, according to an army spokesperson. So there you go. Going to have a good time in New York City somebody takes over your country.
Yeah, well, I guess he better, find himself a place to live there. So I'm guessing he's not going to be welcome back in Thailand.
Could be.
And rents being what they are in New York, and I'm guessing his funds have been frozen, and maybe he can stay in the Lincoln bedroom, until he gets back on his feet, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's plenty of great jobs in America. The president, he keeps telling you how great the economy is. He's creating millions and millions of jobs. A couple of them actually have benefits and pay more than 20 grand a year. So the prime minister of Thailand... You could open a restaurant or something.
Oh, absolutely.
They need a Thai restaurant in New York.
Well, anyway, tough for the Thai Prime Minister this Tuesday, as he was.
That
at
just
the
hurts
United
my
Nations.
Feelings. the guy heads to the UN and it's like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. You got no place. There's no home for you to go back.
It is humiliating.
Oh, sure. I'd be embarrassed if I walked in one morning and somebody was sitting in my chair and it's like, I got bad news for you.
So that's what's going on today.
It's Charlie and it's Scott and Charlie now. Oh, sorry.
We also want to talk about Al Gore and getting rid of payroll taxes and Social Security taxes on Americans and charging a tax on carbon dioxide.
It's an interesting.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, obviously I'm not smart enough to understand the numbers on it yet, and I don't think it's all been fleshed out. But I mean, if Al Gore is throwing it out there, then there's probably something to it.
Possibly.
Again, it's interesting. He's saying we would eliminate payroll taxes, and we would take polluters, and you would pay taxes, corporations, companies, whomever, would pay taxes based on how much CO2 they're kicking out. And this would fully and completely replace payroll taxes. The level of taxation would remain the same. And I think, if that's possible and I can take home an additional hunk of my paycheck... I'm still listening.
All right. We're going to talk about that as well this afternoon and a lot of other things. It's a busy Tuesday. 349-1320. Call us anytime, 866-626-1320. I'm Charlie Weiss along with Andy Sims of Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort. And right now, it's news and traffic from the left, Lisa West.
Can you guys hear me? Test check. I've got a little program. I got to tell you something too, Charlie. Earlier, we found out that Brad Pitt is going to take over for Mr. Oh, yeah. Isn't that great?
Mission Impossible.
I know. I know that Scientology thing, I think, got to us in just a little bit.
Darn.
Same with the traffic, too. Southbound 99, we have a three-car crash there. As well, coming up, northbound Cap City Freeway by Cal Expo, a two-car crash stopping traffic. Emergency vehicles are there. We have a fire. Madison Avenue and I-80 and I-5 and J Street going southbound. We have a three-car crash involving a big rig. Looks tonight 55. Let's look at my weather. We'll get it right. 88. We might see 91 for the high tomorrow. And we're 88. Back with more. Well, Charlie and Sin today at AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sin.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to the, all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It all.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate. And then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If you're on personal internet, that is you and me. You and me. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Live, local, and left, it's Charlie and Sims on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Good Good afternoon.
We're filling in for Enid. Don't panic. She should be back tomorrow, we think.
Yeah, if you were listening to Enid yesterday, had a little cold in the voice thing, but we're hoping that she'll be back tomorrow. I talked to her earlier this afternoon. She was sounding pretty good. So,
chicken soup and socialized medicine, and you're back on your feet in no time.
That's interesting you bring that up, because that was one of her big topics yesterday, and got a lot of response from people who had just been screwed around by their insurance companies.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm lucky because, you know, I got a full-time job and I have benefits, and it's frustrating because, and I'm sure my experience isn't unusual, you go to the doctor, and I'm sure your co-pays have gone up, or if you have deductibles, those have gone up, and I don't know, maybe that's just the cost of doing business, but every time I go to the doctor, I get two pieces of paperwork mailed from the insurance company, either telling me that they have paid my bills, and here's proof of it, which I don't need, and I'm sure is adding to my expenses. I mean, the postage that they're wasting just dealing with me, my insurance company, is crazy. Or about a quarter of the time, they don't approve the charges, even though it's at a doctor, and then I have to mail them something or have our guy here call the insurance company, and then it all gets done. But it's a cluster something is what it is.
Well, I would like to hear from someone who actually has benefited from their health plan, that it actually is,
or loves it.
Loves it. Just that, you know, this is the way to go. Maybe even getting double billed back money. You end up with, you have a baby and it costs $20,000, and they pay $20,000 to the hospital, and then they just accidentally send you $20,000.
Well, see that I could support.
Yeah.
But I had a job.
That kind of incompetence is pretty neat.
Yeah, well, I'm all for that. Anything that benefits me and my bottom line, sure. But I'll throw this out there. I mean, I had a company called United Healthcare, and I never had any problems with it. The premiums are pretty reasonable, and I'm like doing a plug for United Healthcare, I guess. But I'm just saying, I don't think everybody out there is.
Well, they probably went bankrupt.
Well, that's possible. I'll have to do a Google search, see if they exist anymore. 349-1320.
They're not screwing you. You know, they went bankrupt.
Right, exactly. Or if you're outside the 916-866-626-1320.
If you heard George Bush's speech before the United Nations today and have some comments, please give us a call, 349-1320. If you have some opinions about what's going on in Iran and how we should deal with that nation, we'd be glad to hear from you. You guys talked about it this morning. Colonel Sam Gardner, retired, said on CNN, "We are conducting military operations inside Iran right now. The evidence is overwhelming." One of his quotes, "The plan has gone to the White House. That's not normal planning." Well, in this administration, it's totally normal.
Sure.
When the plan goes to the White House, that means we've gone to a different state. That means covert operations in Iran.
Sure.
There's no doubt about that.
And I said this morning, I don't want to go to war with Iran. I think Iran can be talked back. I think the population of Iran is very pro-Western and views the United States, by and large, very favorably. And again, this all goes back to, you know, the Iran-Iraq war in 1980. They had this huge conflict with Saddam. The mullahs said, and this is right after the revolution with the hostage situation holding, and they said, "Be fruitful and multiply. We need cannon fodder." So Iran now has this enormous population under 25, and it's not like Iraq. They have access to the internet. They've got satellite. They are not insulated from the rest of the world. Right. They like us, and I think if we can just talk to them like they're our equals, perhaps, we could talk them back from the edge. I think
possibly
they're going to get. I think if we said to them, you know, we'll build you light water nuclear reactors. We'll get your nuclear energy program together. We don't want you to build a bomb, and everything else will help you out. We'll give you money for this, that, and the other. I think Iran would be completely back on board, and we could end this thing. I mean, you look at all the time we wasted with Vietnam after the war because Vietnamese. How dare they? How dare they defend their country from what they viewed as occupiers, which they've been doing for 3,000 years?
Covert operations, there is a real concern because this sort of thing happened pre-Iraq. And 300 million dollar plan, covert operation plan to assassinate higher ups in Saddam's regime, blow up bridges, and again the incompetence of the Bush administration that failed totally.
Oh sure, well, although you're looking at this completely negatively, I'm actually encouraged that there are people in Iran on the ground getting actual intelligence. It'll be skewed, unfortunately, to serve the president's needs. But right. I'm encouraged that there are actually people there maybe seeing,
well, I'm not.
If the nuclear program actually exists or not.
So, these folks are so incompetent, well, I just do not trust having covert operations right now.
If you're
now.
Going to dwell on the incompetence, Charlie.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that old thing.
349-1320-866-626-1320. Let's go to the phones now, and we have Ashwin on the line from Iran. Ashwin, are you there?
From Iran, that would be a far off. Hey, with the difference between Iraq and Iran, people say it's a lot of difference. And, well, the main difference, I think, is that Iran is not a divided country along religious lines, any kind of lines. It's a pretty united country, and they're very, very nationalistic. They might be pro-Western, and they are pretty pro-Western, but they are very, very nationalistic, just like we are. And can you imagine anybody telling the United States, hey, go shut up?
Well, how does the average Iranian feel about their president?
Oh, he bailed. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, it's unfortunate because, again, all this posturing that George W. Bush and these imbeciles in the administration have done over the past 5-6 years now, and they have forced, again, after 9/11, the entire world was behind us. We blew all that goodwill. He makes this speech, the Axis of Evil speech, and the Iranians must have woken up that morning and gone, huh? How the hell did we get lumped in with Al Qaeda and Saddam? We hate Saddam. We went to war with him, an 8-year war compared to your 4-day war that you guys had. We screwed them, on the world stage, and they said, fine, we're going to elect a reactionary guy and who's going to constantly be, waving his middle finger at the West and the United States. And here we are. Again, it's just time wasted. The clock is ticking. They're getting a bomb together, and the clock is ticking, and we've wasted now 3 years with this reactionary government in Iran because our reactionary government blew the diplomacy.
Right. Well, French President Chirac, who is pretty much behind whatever the U.S. says, but he did say something today about the concept of having discussions while Iran continues to develop its...
I don't see what choice we have.
Exactly. No. That's where we have to go with that. There's no doubt about it. Let's sort of change subjects right now because Sheila's on the line, and we were talking about medical insurance and the such. Sheila, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I have two comments for you. Number one, George the Father will die if we don't follow our history, had the Kurds hanging out to dry. So why would his son be any different?
Say that again. Yeah. I didn't understand what you said there.
Okay, you're talking about Iran and Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And George the Father said that the Kurds should rise up and we'll back you up, and we back them right into the gas chamber.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so if America can't learn from the father, what should they learn from the son? The other thing is you were talking about health insurance and health plans. My husband has inoperable lung cancer, and Kaiser Permanente has treated him like a king. Chemotherapy, radiation, and the radiation is done at a different area, yet they pay for it.
Now, are you on what kind of insurance?
Kaiser Permanente.
Okay, all right. So you are employed,
no,
Sheila?
No, we're both retired.
You're both retired.
Yeah, and Kaiser's an HMO, as you know.
Of course.
Well, I know they're out there because, like I said, I United Healthcare for a few years and never had any problems with the service or them covering things. So I know they exist, but it seems like this the levels of bureaucracy in these things, and there's got to be a way to streamline this thing.
Absolutely, they've got to come down with the administrative costs. I mean, that goes without reasoning. You've got top heavy. Everything's top heavy.
Yeah, because I don't have a problem at all with doctors making a good living. I mean, who should? A guy that can operate on your brain. And cure you?
Well, they spend the first 15 years paying off their student loans.
Doctors are entitled to whatever. The drug companies are the ones that's messing us up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for sparing us hitting the delete button.
Yeah. Sheila, thanks so much and the best of luck to you.
I don't want a $30,000 fine.
Yeah, that's right. We'll go after you, Sheila.
It's actually up to $275,000 now. Yeah. So, yeah, keep it clean. Keep it clean.
Thanks, Sheila.
We got to do a break, no?
Yeah, we do. And John Poswell will be joining us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll be talking with Shelley Lewis, author of Naked Republicans, A Full Frontal Exposure of Right-Wing Hypocrisy and Greed. All that coming up, plus the ever-popular More. Right now, it is news and traffic, actually traffic, and weather from the left.
Well, traffic and weather from the left, and I'll give you a little bit of news later. I do have a couple of sheets, and I just love it. I hope Enid's listening. It'll be great. Lows tonight, 55. Highs coming up tomorrow right around 91. We're at 88, and our traffic southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. Hello. As usual, unbelievable. Northbound Cap City Freeway just north of eastbound 50. We have a vehicle stopping traffic northbound Cap City at H Street. Same three-car crash southbound 99 just north of eastbound 47. Well, we'll continue with Charlie and Sims and John and his sons here today, so we'll check in with them. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather and news from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Right now, it's Sleep Train.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net. We need your support.
Live, local, and left, it's Charlie and Sims on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Big time announcer, guys. Check it out.
Hey.
We're filling in for Enid this afternoon.
Yeah, that's very nice to have the instant producer man to come in and do a little intro. Thank you very much, Lisa.
I got connections, baby.
Yeah, you do, all over the place. So that's good. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And if you have some comments about how well you're treated with your health plan and at the hospitals and if you're okay with it, because there are a lot of horror stories out there. We have just a few minutes. A couple of things also that we're going to be talking about this afternoon. Turns out New York City, safest big U.S. city in the U.S.
A lot of cops.
Yeah, what a turnaround for that city.
Sure, yeah, I was there in 1990. It was the first time I'd ever been to New York, and I think Dinkins was still mayor, and there was it was like Sacramento. There was a big garbage strike going on, and I was staying up in the Bronx, in an area that I probably really shouldn't have been staying in. I was staying with a friend of mine from college.
Yikes!
I was staying at her and her mom's house, and it was. It was great. I mean, I loved it because it felt dangerous, you know. Yeah. And I was, I'm 22 at the time. What do I know? So, but I kind of don't like what Giuliani did to the city. I mean, it's safer, but it feels
a little too gentrified,
Times Square is like Disneyland. It's all just where have the hookers gone, Charlie? It's all Disney
gone?
Store and Starbucks instead of prostitutes. And I don't really need to. Frequent prostitutes, but it was just nice knowing that you could.
Well, yeah, sure. But, the reason I bring this up is because we're just getting just horrendous crime statistics here in Sacramento.
Yeah, murders are way up this year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. A lot of the
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
At the UN General Assembly.
President Bush offers reassurance to Muslims while denouncing the governments of Iran and Syria. I'm Mark Knoller in New York.
Mysterious objects outside the space shuttle.
A number one, we saw something. B number two, we are taking action on it.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. From the President of the United States, a conciliatory message at the UN this morning.
Before an audience that included enemies of the U.S. and critics of his policies, President Bush called for more democracy in the Middle East, especially in Iraq, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories. But he was quick to say that those who portray U.S. policy as a war on Islam are wrong.
We respect Islam.
But we will protect our people from those who pervert Islam to sow death and destruction.
At the same time, Mr. Bush accused Iran of oppressing its people and demanded that it abandon its nuclear weapons ambitions. No mention of sanctions in his speech, but he did threaten them earlier in the day if Iran doesn't suspend enrichment of uranium. Mark Knoller, CBS News, with the president in New York.
Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, speaks shortly. He was not in the chamber for President Bush's address and skipped a U.N. luncheon for world leaders, ostensibly because wine was served and he's a strict Muslim. Now this.
The following message brought to you as a public service by Arid Extra Dry.
The Wetness Protection Program is here to protect every American from wetness and odor. And there's a battle to become its executive director.
My administration will put wetness and odor on notice permanently.
Wetness and odor on the streets. America, haven't you had enough?
If elected, you won't find me off fishing or hunting or golfing. Well, maybe golfing.
Your vote counts. Go to wetnessprotectionprogram.com to meet this week's candidates.
To fight wetness and odor, just apply Arid Extra Dry.
That first cup of coffee in the morning.
A bear hug from one of my kids.
Simple wonders are the little things in life that make a big difference.
Another simple wonder is Bayer Aspirin. It's amazing on pain.
And it can help save lives.
Tell Bayer Aspirin your simple wonder. Plus enter for a chance to win up to $10,000. Just go to wonderdrug.com and your little wonders might just pay off big. No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry information, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 10/31/06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed.
The Prime Minister of Thailand in New York for the UN meetings may be a man without a country. In his absence, tanks rolled through the streets of Bangkok as the commander of the Thai army staged a military coup. He declared martial law, revoked the constitution, and appointed himself acting prime minister. Andrew Chan, a journalist in Bangkok, says the immediate future seems uncertain.
I think there is a fear that not all of the battalions of the army are totally behind this coup, and some may be pro the government, pro the prime minister. So there is a fear that there could be an attempted counter coup.
Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra canceled his speech to the UN General Assembly. The space shuttle's return to Earth, planned for early tomorrow, has been delayed by at least a day while NASA and the crew check for possible damage. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Peter King.
The question is, what is the origin of two mystery objects seen near Atlantis, and did they come from the shuttle? Program manager Wayne Hale.
A, number one, we saw something. B, number two, we are taking action on it. And say number three, we have plenty of options.
They include another in-flight inspection tomorrow, which is very likely. CBS News has learned that the Defense Department assets in place have already been called in and have photographed the shuttle from the ground. We expect to learn more shortly. Crew will find out more when they wake up in about 3 hours, Bill.
Inspectors from the Food and Drug Administration are combing the spinach fields of California's Salinas Valley, but one FDA official says the odds are they will not be able to pinpoint the source of the E. coli contamination. Farmers like Joe Pizzini are starting to plow their crops under.
You normally have about a 3 to 4 day window really to pick it at its prime. And once you get past that, you know, the spinach isn't any good anymore.
E. coli bacteria has sickened at least 131 people in 21 states. One victim in Wisconsin died. Today, crude oil prices dropped more than $2 a barrel to $61.66, the lowest since March.
Gasoline prices are going lower, and certainly the consumer is going to see the benefit of some sharp drops in oil prices over the last 7 weeks.
Tom Closa of the Oil Price Information Service predicts gasoline prices will fall below $2.25 a gallon by October. Already in some parts of the country, you can find gas for less than $2. General John Abizaid, the head of the U.S. Central Command, says Pakistan isn't doing enough to stop the Taliban from mounting cross-border attacks in Afghanistan. Next week, the White House says President Bush will host a joint meeting with Pakistani President Musharraf and Afghan President Karzai. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hello, citizens.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region for folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate or a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's Tara. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event, featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh farm foods grown in our very own Sierra foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids. Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey. Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278.
at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Changing it up, live, local, and left. Now it's Charlie and John on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Well, all right now, and John Poswell and I are filling in for Enid, who hopefully will return tomorrow. And I talked to her just a few minutes ago. She's sounding much better than she was earlier this morning. So I had that voice thing if you were listening to her yesterday. And 4 hours can be pretty grueling when your voice is not doing so well. After all, this is a voice medium. It's talk radio. Anyway, we're glad to be here this afternoon. Charlie Weiss and John Poswell. He is a prominent attorney in the Sacramento area, a trial lawyer, public interest litigator, filed a lawsuit to shut down Rancho Seco Nuclear Power Plant a number of years ago, sued HMOs for women breast cancer, past president on the board of WEAVE, Women Escaping a Violent Environment, listed as one of the best lawyers in America and super lawyers of Northern California. Whoa, John.
Well, that's pretty good. I'm glad I came down.
Golly.
You know, this is, I'm really feeling bad. People calling in, you know, and they're, the radio goddess is not here today.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and, you know, Andy Sims is here in military fatigue, and Enid probably doesn't know there's been a coup.
You're right.
And Andy's here. And,
that's right.
You know, Charlie, the only thing is, I know, Enid's the radio goddess, but, you know, you in a dress, I mean, this is radio, but still.
I mean, I know. Yeah. Well, you know, we try to entertain ourselves, if anybody.
Well, and because we're filling in for Enid, we're going to need some phone calls. So 349-1320, but we have an interview, apparently.
Absolutely. And, John, we'll talk about some of the books that you have written, a fiction that's really great. But right now we have on the line with us Shelley Lewis, as I mentioned in the last hour, a co-person that started Air America Radio, and the author of a book called Naked Republicans, A Full Frontal Exposure of Right-Wing Hypocrisy and Greed. Shelley, how are you this afternoon?
I'm great. I feel like, you know, a real piker compared to you guys, and I haven't accomplished that much. It's just a little book, but, you know.
Well, is there pictures in the book, Shelley, or this full frontal nudity book?
No, I promise you won't be seeing, you know, Jim Sensenbrenner in a thong or anything.
Oh, God. Thank you.
That would not be right. But I do want to say there are some wonderful caricatures which were done by a guy named Dave Counts, who's got a website called TooStupidToBePresident.com.
Oh, great.
And it's very funny, and he's a great guy. And I like to mention that because he, because we didn't pay him enough money, quite frankly.
And Shelley, you were also like a producer of news programmings on several networks, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I was, before Air America, I was executive producer in mainstream media, as they say, for many, many years. Starting at NBC, I did, I worked with Debbie Norville at Sunrise and Jane Pauley on her first primetime show, and did a lot of radio first before that, and then went to ABC. I worked with Aaron Brown on the World News Now, the overnight news show, which was the craziest, most fun thing ever that I've ever done.
Great.
And went to CNN to produce Jeff Greenfield's show, and what ended up being a lot of war coverage and 9/11 coverage, because it was in 2001 through 2003, and then left to start Air America Radio because it seemed as though we needed it more than ever.
Can we thank you for that, by the way? Let me just say, you know, we need Air America. We need an intelligent voice, you know, to fight back against just the daily drumbeat, you know, from the right. Not just, frankly, I appreciate the opportunity just to say thank you to you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I didn't write the checks that really got it going, but I, it was certainly a labor of love and a lot of labor, but a lot of love too.
Still is a lot of labor, but again, yeah, a labor of love. And really at this juncture in the history of this country of ours, Air America is, and I hear this from, listeners, every day. Thank you for being on the air. So,
tell us about your book.
Well, I think of Naked Republicans as it's like a little voter's guide. It's all you ever need to figure out, you know, if you have any doubts, and I suspect most of your listeners do not. It's kind of a rogue's gallery. There are so many people, and I couldn't do everybody, but there are, I think, 60 different entries, and most of them are people who are running for re-election this year, but there is a Hall of Shame section.
Oh, yeah.
And a league of their own for the ladies, you know.
That's great.
Because you can't leave out the ladies.
And we have to also, you know, mention the fact that it is a very funny book as well.
Well, thank you. That was the idea. Because, you know, if we don't laugh about it, honestly, I thought my head was going to blow off my shoulders sometimes when I was, really doing research. And the idea for me was, you know, I've been in the news producing business for my whole adult life, but you forget things. You forget about things that happened 20 years ago or 15 years ago or even sometimes, you know, 5 years ago, or it's complicated. And what did Jack Abramoff do, and who did he buy off? And I think that they're counting on us to not remember that stuff. And so I wanted to go through and just go through the public records and see who was who and who did what and put it all together. And sometimes I did choose funny over other things because, as I said, I felt, and this was true for Air America, if you can't be entertaining, if you can't laugh a little bit, it's just too great.
Right, right. I would think one of the problems, we're going to do a contest that is related to your book, and we're talking to Shelley Lewis, author of Naked Republicans. It's hard, though, to freeze these guys in time in a book because they keep going on and on.
Absolutely. That's why God created the Internet, I guess. And even though it's not a big truck, it's tubes, but I try to blog, I try to blog every day and put something new about a Naked Republican up every day. On my website, which is nakedrepublicansthebook.com, or on my blog. But if you go to the website, you can get to the blog. But yes, and as a news person, I'm used to being able to update the news for the West Coast, you know, from New York.
Yeah.
And so the idea of having to stop, you know, months before it came out was very hard for me, and there were a few things that I begged to put back in, you know, at the last minute, and some I did, got to, and some I did not.
You know, I just turned to a page here. You have our own congressman, John Doolittle, in your book.
Yes, and he's one who I wish I had more time for John Doolittle in every sense. But yes, I think we call, yes, John Doolittle. In fact, all of California, really, there could have been a Naked Republicans edition that was just about California Republicans. They are way overrepresented in this book.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's wrong with the voters out there.
Hey, you know, the home of Randy Duke Cunningham, that's a good place to start right there.
I know, yeah. And Duncan Hunter and Bill Thomas. I mean, you know, really, you guys, come on.
Yeah, for a progressive state like California, boy, we really generate some real snakes, don't we?
You know, I'm looking at your book here just because we are broadcasting the 4th District, and you've got career lowlight from John Doolittle. He actually accused liberals of being anti-God bullies.
Oh yeah, come on, you know that.
I never heard that one. No, I didn't.
There are lots of fun quotes about him. He once described Democrats as the same beltway power brokers who have targeted me in the past. The labor union bosses, radical feminists, and extreme environmentalists are back at it again.
Is he able to give a complete sentence without using the word liberal?
I don't know. Or feminist, or it's a liberal front is underway to find God and all things pertaining to him unconstitutional. Really, I just don't know how he gets anything done. He's got to be, you know, looking over his shoulder every minute for people in Birkenstocks or something.
Sounds paranoid to me.
A little bit, yes. Actually, that was what we made his theme song.
You do have I see your paranoid theme song. You have a quote here, and I think in fairness to the congressman, and I take it this is a direct quote, it says, on taking money from Jack Abramoff, quote, he never asked me anything in return for that. I don't think people understand quite what motivates political giving anyway. Believe it or not, the main thing that motivates it is friendship. I think.
Yeah, I know.
That was from the Sacramento Bee interview.
Yeah, I guess.
And, you know, that's Jack Abramoff. He gave and he gave and he gave. And what did he want in return? A little friendship.
Yeah, little friendship. Isn't what it, a friend.
How can the poor guy end up in prison?
You can't buy friends
for
like
buying
that.
Friends.
I think Doolittle also said in that interview that he had thought he was a good judge of character before that.
But, right.
Yeah, right.
And he hadn't really met an Orthodox Jew before, and he was really interested in the guy from that point of view.
I guess that's right. He was kind of a novelty.
I guess. Yeah, out here in the West, you know, we don't have a lot of Orthodox Jews, and so this was, you know, sending Doolittle back east and meeting people that were strange to him. I mean, I'm sure that was difficult.
Well, listen, we want to do a little contest in regard to your book, Naked Republicans, and we have Sue on the line. She's willing to try this contest, and this all relates to Shelley Lewis's book, Naked Republicans. You'd find out the answers and the full name of the book, Naked Republicans, A Full Frontal Exposure of Right-Wing Hypocrisy and Greed. Hi, Sue, are you there? Sue? Hello, Sue?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, guess what? We're going to have a little contest and see how well you do. And if you do well, and I don't exactly know what that is, it's just all relative, we're going to send you to the Sacramento Theater Company. It's an evening with Emmy Award-winning actress, star of The Practice, Cameron Manheim.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and she will be at STC, Sacramento Theater Company, 14th and H Streets in downtown Sacramento on September 24th, so that should be a great evening, Sue.
That would be wonderful. I was their charred scenic artist for 5 years, and I haven't been down there for 10 now. It would be great to see it again.
Wow, that's great. When was that? Oh, I don't want to get into it yet because I used to do marketing for STC. So.
Okay.
I probably know who you are. All right. Say hi to Shelley, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Okay, and Shelley will have the answers for us, and I'll read these off right now.
Okay.
This is interesting. We got four people on the air this very minute. That's kind of neat.
I all want to answer these questions.
Okay.
They all want to see naked Republicans.
All right. Test your naked Republican IQ, Sue.
All right.
Which powerful congressman's great-grandfather invented Kotex? Hint, he seems to have a permanent case of PMS.
I don't know.
That's a tough one.
And why would you, really?
I don't know.
Come on. Exactly.
It actually is Congressman James Sensenbrenner, a very powerful man.
Oh, yeah.
And a man who's extremely crabby all the time. And when I discovered this about him, I think, you know, this explained it.
Sensenbrenner is the guy that wants to build the big fence.
Well,
on the
he's
border.
One of them. You know, yes, he also was sort of notorious for shutting the microphones down and clearing the room when Democrats wanted to talk about prisoner abuse, Judiciary Committee. He's a piece of work, that one.
Wow. Yep. Sounds like PMS to me. Okay, Sue, next question. Which chubby young Southerner fell in love with his high school math teacher, then married her? Hint, he dumped her for a younger woman, whom he later dumped for even a younger woman.
Oh, wow. Well, there have been so many. I don't know. I don't know. That's tough. I don't know.
Think salamander. I think I'm right about this.
Salamanders, which are red and usually live in caves.
And also referred to as...
A kind of lizard.
Newt.
Greenwood. Oh, you got
right.
That one right.
All right, Newt Gingrich. Are we right about that, Sherry?
Yes, you're right. It's Newt Gingrich.
Or Shelley, I'm sorry.
It's Shelley. Sherry Lewis no longer with us.
That's right. Okay, another one, Sue. Which congresswoman described non-whites as the warm climate community? She almost lost to a guy who stripped off most of his clothes during a TV interview and spent several weeks in a mental institution. Sue, any luck with that one?
No.
This one's, you know what, that one's really hard.
Unbelievable.
That one is really hard.
Yeah, I'm not getting that one.
That one is, she was a congresswoman in Idaho. Her name is Helen Chenoweth. And Helen... during the Clinton years, was all over his case about his morals and ran as a big morality candidate. She had an ad that said Bill Clinton's behavior, has severely rocked the nation. Personal conduct and integrity do matter. And then it was discovered that she had been having an affair for years back in Idaho. Very embarrassing. And there she was challenged by a Republican guy who was in the middle of a TV interview, and he lost it, I guess, and sort of took off a lot of his clothes and had to be let out, and came back and almost beat her.
Really?
Yes. It was. Yes.
It would be really a nice thing if some of these people flipped out before they got elected, you know?
Well, right, I know. That was really good of him. You know, it's good to know these things in advance.
Or if he'd won. Lunatic wins.
Well, yeah.
All right, so we got a few more of these for you.
These are not going to get easier, I have to tell you.
That's okay. I have a feeling Sue's going to win regardless. Who was George Bush's first fiance? Hint, it was not Laura, and she was half Jewish.
Following the Bush's love life, just not up to the
top. Yeah,
interest.
Not for most of us.
Yeah.
So what about that one, Shelley?
Well, it was a young lady named Catherine Lee Wolfman. Actually, I don't know that. Technically, I don't think she was. It was her stepfather was Jewish. She wasn't really. But they were engaged, and it was a whole thing, and then somehow it ended. My own theory is that she felt, I don't know, but my sense is she probably knew she could do better. I'm guessing she broke it off.
Smart woman. Yeah.
That's my theory. I can't prove it.
I'm thinking you're right on with that one. Here's another one. Which congressman had a sandwich named after him at Jack Abramoff's deli? Hint, the meat was very lean. Oh, I think I may be able to guess that one. I don't know.
Go ahead, try.
Bill Frist?
No, he was a. Another clue is that he was a Republican Jewish congressman, and that is a very small circle.
Okay, Lieberman. No, Republican. No.
That was
Jacob Javits.
No.
Way back, too far.
Way, way, way back.
Oh, Abramoff, of course.
Right. No, this was Congressman Eric Cantor.
Ah.
A young guy.
Oh. All right, one more here, Sue.
You're all in the book, you guys.
Yeah,
there are many,
totally.
Many more.
Got to get this book.
Lots more. Which congressman shot a pumpkin in his backyard to prove that Vince Foster was murdered?
Is this a Southern guy? That sounds like a Southern thing, and I'm in California.
Well, you know what? These guys, it could be from anywhere. It happens to be not a Southerner. Happens to be a Midwesterner.
Midwest. Okay, I don't have that one either.
That would be your Dan Burton, if you remember.
Dan Burton.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Dan Burton is a real piece of work. There's lots to know about Dan Burton. You know, he was obsessed with the Clintons for years. And, you know, I can't remember how many subpoenas he actually had issued. But in the end, turned up nothing. Absolutely no wrongdoing of any kind.
Right. Right. Yeah, he was all over the Clintons.
Yeah.
Sue,
I think
congratulations. An evening with Cameron Manheim on September 24th at the Sacramento Theater Company.
Great.
All right.
That'll be wonderful. Thank you.
Great. Well, thanks. Thanks for playing Know Your Republican Sleaze, for lack of a better word at the moment.
Thank
so
you.
Congratulations on that.
Thanks very much.
We're talking with Shelley Lewis, author of Naked Republicans, A Full Frontal Exposure of Right-Wing Hypocrisy and Greed. And there's another California politico before we go, Shelley, and that, of course, is our own
Arnold.
Arnold.
And he's doing so well now.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God. You know, I turned my back for a minute, and what happens? I guess Phil Angelides is what happens.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate. We want to talk about that this afternoon. Los Angeles' mayor, I mean, he's all over in the Sacramento Bee today. Big smile with Arnold, and they're just very happy to sign some legislation that gives the L.A. mayor more power over the L.A. schools. But that's not the point. A very tacit endorsement by Vera Gosa of Angelides, which is not good, you know, when a leading Democrat is just not behind you.
Well, he's not behind because he wants to be governor,
yeah.
You know, and 4 years from now he wants that to be an open seat with Arnold retiring and without Phil Angelides in office. I mean, I think it's pretty simple, frankly.
Well, you know, it's good to know that everybody takes care of himself first. I don't know.
Let me ask you something about Republicans. You know, you've gone through all this list and checking all these people. Do you get a sense that things are getting worse, if you will, that there's more arrogance, that there's more corruption, that there's more problems? Or is this just politics as usual in America?
No, you know what? I really do think that it's much worse than it used to be. Like I said, I've been around. I've been covering politics and the news for many years, you know, since Ronald Reagan anyway. And if you go back and look at the Democrat scandals, they were over things like they were sex or they were penny ante things, small time. People didn't die. You didn't invade countries for people, you know, on lies and trumped up reasons. You had Dan Rostenkowski with a postal office scandal. You had the house banking scandal, which was bounce checks, and it was compared to today, it was nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if I were going to do a book, a Naked Democrats book, it would be a lot thinner, and it would not be nearly as shocking as a lot of the stuff. It's just so brazen. And honestly, I think, you know, look at what happened in Congress last week. They had a chance to do some lobby reform, and they didn't. They went with this little, let's disclose the earmarks, you know, so that we'll still rip you off, but we'll tell you when we're ripping you off as we rip you off.
But and it is the arrogance, isn't it? It's that one party in power, essentially. They know they control everything, and ultimately there's no choice, and you're just going to have to go with it. They can get away with anything.
Well, yeah, you know, the Ethics Committee in the House was completely denuded or neutered, whatever, and I don't know. I mean, we saw Bob Ney last week plead guilty, and yet he hasn't even resigned, and Boehner sort of declined to suggest, I mean, sure, I'm sure he's told him privately, but wouldn't publicly call for him to resign his seat.
Well, you know, and the problem is, you know, people are disgusted, and what's happening, of course, is less and less people are voting. I mean, you know, again, the one thing I have to say about Iraq is the number of people that voted in Iraq are a hell of a lot more people that voted in this country.
You're right.
You know?
Right. Unfortunately, they want to Shiite government, but
yeah, well.
You know, and they want a satellite of Iran, apparently, but at least they voted. That is true.
Yeah. Well, I've always said it's better to be a Democrat, because when we have scandals, it's about sex, but with Republicans, it's about money, you know?
I think in a nutshell, that's exactly right.
Could you, Shelley, I mean, this might be a difficult question, but among the folks that are profiled, could you say who is the most corrupt that you wrote about?
You know, I guess that will be ultimately up for the courts, and with a lawyer on the show, I feel as I have to be very careful. But it's hard for me personally. I think Dick Cheney. I don't see how you beat Dick Cheney, you know, in most of those self-interest categories. To me, it's he's got it over the others. I mean, I guess, you know, we'll find out about, but because he has life and death, it's not just about money. It's about life and death and people getting maimed. I have to go with Cheney.
Yeah. You point out some enablers like Lynn Cheney. Talk to us about enablers. What you mean by that?
Well, the enablers are actually Lynn Cheney. You know, Lynn Cheney is one, but really, I think of Karen Hughes as the queen of the enablers.
Oh yeah.
And she was in the news today as apparently having strongly urged the president to stop using the term Islamofascists. As you know, now that she's sort of our ambassador.
Right. What a fine pick for an ambassador of the Middle East. I'm sure she has a great background and knowledge.
Well, you know, she was a local TV news reporter back in Texas.
Well, that'll do it.
She was very good at spin control for her president in 2000. She was very good in 2004 when she came in out of retirement to help besmirch John Kerry's reputation. And she helped with the Iraq, the group of people whose project was to sell the war. You know, I think more than Laura, more than his mom, I think that Karen Hughes is the number one enabler for this guy.
Although I love what you say about Laura Bush, and I'm not going to read it, because we want people to go out and buy your book, but it is very funny.
Oh, well, thanks.
And I take it we can get this book anywhere, right?
Book is out today. Yes.
Oh, great.
It's in the bookstores, or you can buy it on Amazon, and allow me to stop, like, you know, going every hour check my Amazon rating, which is this new thing people do, and I wish I didn't know about it.
Well, you know what? Let me just tell you, because I have a book on Amazon, too, and all you have to do is when your rating kind of drops a bit, call up all your relatives and tell them to buy a book on the same day, and then that will produce a estimate of how many books per hour or day or week, and your rating will just go up tremendously for that day.
See, everything's a game in
the world. It is. It is. It is absolutely. You know, when they talk about bestsellers, well, you know, some big store, you know, chain buys 30,000. They put them out. You're a bestseller. At the end of the year, 29,000 come back, you know, and nobody knows about it.
Right.
It is an amazing game. But your book really looks like a lot of fun. I think it is fun. It is also, there's a serious side to it because, again, you step back at some point and you say, don't we deserve better than this? I mean, Republicans, Democrats, I don't like the labels anymore. There's some good Republicans. The guys in the Senate right now that were standing up the president, you know, on the torture stuff. These are Republicans. These are good, decent people, you know, who in the tradition of the United States Senate, and I really respect them.
Well, you know, there are some very good people. Once upon a time, we could all just disagree, and everybody could go out and have a beer and even date. You know?
Right.
Now it's just getting really difficult.
The gentler times.
Yeah.
The kinder and gentler times.
Yeah, exactly right.
Absolutely. Shelley Lewis, your website again?
It's NakedRepublicansTheBook.com.
And don't go to NakedRepublicans.com. Go to NakedRepublicansTheBook.com.
That's correct.
Or obviously just go to Amazon and order the darn thing.
That's
there.
Also true.
Go on over to Borders or Tower or whatever.
Just
absolutely.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
Shelley Lewis, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Take care.
Shelley Lewis, Naked Republicans, a full frontal exposure of right-wing hypocrisy and greed, and speaking hypocrisy and greed and all that stuff. John Poswell, noted attorney. We're going to be talking about John Doolittle, somebody that, John has actually filed a request of a Freedom of Information Act to try to get to Doolittle's records, Selective Service records during the Vietnam War era. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the letter that he sent to Mr. Doolittle and a lot of other things this afternoon. Filling in for Enid this afternoon, I'm Charlie Weiss, John Poswell there, and our number, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And now let's look at weather and traffic from the left with Lisa West.
I thought you were going to say news, too, and since you did, then I found something to talk about in the news.
Well, go.
Well, you know, a police got a phone call about a home invasion somewhere, I think in South Sac. Anyway, investigators went down there early Sunday morning and they reported to someone that broke into her home and kidnapped her husband. Well, when the police arrived on scene, they say they found 4 kilos of cocaine and a stolen gun. She probably, at this point, wishes that she wouldn't really have called her husband in missing. Might not have been a good idea.
Yikes.
Lows tonight, 55, highs 91 tomorrow. And we are looking at 88 traffic, a little bit jam-packed I-5 at J Street, southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road, and northbound Cap City Freeway by Cal Expo. Lisa West here for traffic and weather for the left. Charlie and John back at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. At AAA.
AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30.
This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to stackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's stackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, stackjobs.com is a click away. At stackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Live, local, and left. Now it's Charlie and John on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
La, la, la. La, la, la. Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me. Let's pretend we're just two people and you're not better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we can speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? In the mirror, are you proud? How do you sleep while the rest of us cry? How do you dream when a mother has no chance to say goodbye? How do you walk with your head held? tell me why. Dear Mr. President, were you a lonely boy?
You know, and we're going to go some calls, and we're at 349-1320. That song, when you talk about Iraq, I mean, the tragedy, over $300 billion, they're talking about possibly $1 trillion ultimately when it's all over with the occupation for years to come, all of which was predicted, and we'll talk about that. Imagine what that money could have done, as Pink says, in this country. In this community, with homeless, with children, with all of the problems we have in this country. If think about this. Conservatives, if they're thinking about saving money, if you took $100 billion instead of $300, $400, $500, $600 billion, and you solved the problem of Palestine in the Middle East, and every child in Palestine had a college education, and we trained doctors and nurses and school teachers and engineers, and we had a viable state there, what a difference it would make instead of just taking this money and just putting it into bombs.
349-1320-866-626-1320. That's John Poswell. I'm Charlie Weiss. We're filling in for Enid this afternoon.
There's been a coup.
That's right.
In Thailand. And with the radio goddess.
That's a little story that we did earlier this hour when Andy Sims had joined us in the morning retort. The fact that the Prime Minister of Thailand came over to the UN confab that's going on. And while he's here in New York... there's a coup. He doesn't have a job anymore. Anyway, somebody that really would like to make a difference and could make a difference is Bill Durston. He's running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. We're going to be talking about John Doolittle in the 4th with John Poswell. But right now, let's go to Eric in Fair Oaks. Eric, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing good.
Great.
First of all, I'd like to say, Charlie, thanks for running a great radio station. And, John, thank you so much for what you're doing as well.
Okay, well, appreciate it.
But, you know, Bill Durston is kind of the ignored candidate for the 3rd and 4th races, 4th district races.
It's true.
And he's running against Congressman Dan Lundgren.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I was at a quote-unquote town meeting, which is like an infomercial for Lundgren in Old Town Fair Oaks a few weeks ago. And Lundgren was up there lying about the simplest stuff, like he said his son was too old to enlist in the military. And he never gets called on this stuff. I mean, and you're an activist. You're actually out there filing a FOIA request and doing the good work. How do we do this with Lundgren?
Boy, good question.
Because the B has kind of taken a pass on that race and basically, threw a bone to Durston and said, you know, Lundgren isn't all that great, but he isn't that bad, and, you know, maybe he deserves another chance, so to speak. I don't know what you do, obviously, other than, you know, get out there.
And also just
every day.
Ching, ching.
money, donations. As far as I know, right at this point with Charlie Brown, I mean, this is all grassroots, and this is all contributions from private citizens. No money from the DNC. Pelosi has pretty much nixed that, which I never could understand. I mean, all this money is going to the East Coast, in the Midwest, and here Pelosi is from Marin County and doesn't see the possibilities that really exist right here.
And they're ignoring Durston as well. I don't understand, because you could not have a more clear difference between candidates between Dan Lundgren and Bill Durston.
Mm-hmm. And what? Tell us the area that is covered by the 3rd District, so people who are listening will know.
Well, it goes all the way from Nevada to central Sacramento. The most, like 85% of it is the Sacramento area, and then it kind of tapers off to a point towards Nevada. But most of it's Sacramento. A lot of people don't even know that they're in the 3rd or 4th District because it's so gerrymandered.
Yeah. Does that include Rancho Marietta, too?
Yes, it does.
I thought so, yeah. And so that's the 3rd District, so people out there can vote for Durston if they want to vote against Dan Lundgren, right?
Yeah, and I would say to anyone out there who thinks that, oh, well, Dan Lundgren's got $1 million to spend and stuff, guess what? You have a choice in this. You can choose to go call up the 9, or is it, oh, my God, I've forgotten the number. I think it's 622-VOTE. Anyway, call up the local Democratic headquarters and volunteer for something.
Absolutely.
Stuffing envelopes, anything, phone banking, precinct walking, you can make a difference.
And I believe Bill's website is BillDurstonForCongress.org.
DurstonForCongress.org.
DurstonForCongress.org.
Yeah, and just roll your sleeves up. It doesn't even take that much time. Lundgren is going for him is name recognition and money.
And if you don't, if you don't get involved, you don't have any right to complain.
That's right.
As simple as that.
If you don't play, don't complain.
That's it. Eric, thanks very much for your phone call.
Thank you.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. And by the way, Enid will have Bill Durston on as her guest tomorrow afternoon, I believe at 4 o'clock. Lauren, am I right about that? 4 o'clock tomorrow. So meet Bill Durston. He is one of the most wonderful people that you will ever have the opportunity to meet. If you get the opportunity to, you definitely have the opportunity to vote for him. So if you're in the 3rd Congressional District, we will be back to talk about the 4th Congressional District with John Poswell, and particularly about John Doolittle in a few minutes. But right now, let's talk with Lisa West about traffic and weather from the left.
Thank you very much. Well, we have lows tonight, 55, and highs coming up tomorrow, 91, 92. On my way to work this morning while I was doing the Scott and Sim show, we got a little precipitation. We might see that on through the next couple of days. Traffic hazard vehicle in the roadway, westbound 50, just east of southbound 5, and a three-car crash, 65th Street at Stockton Boulevard. Lisa West here for traffic and weather from the left. Back with the amazing John and, of course, Charlie at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels,
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Live, local, and left. Now it's Charlie and John on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Filling in for Enid Goldstein, Enid Live. It is Charlie Weiss and John Poswell.
Love that music, huh?
Yeah. Oh, that's she picks them.
Coming in with just a minute or so, and we're trying to watch, as maybe some of you may be watching or listening.
that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Consumer bill of rights, because he got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me.
You and me is the internet.
Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Pointing out that while Iran is being criticized and threatened with sanctions for its nuclear program, which it maintains is for peaceful purposes only, other countries, he says, develop nuclear weapons proudly, here through an interpreter.
What do they need these weapons for? Is the development and stockpiling of these deadly weapons designed to promote peace and democracy?
Ahmadinejad referred to the U.S. as the occupier of Iraq, where he says not a single day goes by when hundreds of people aren't killed. Live at the U.N., I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
When President Bush spoke this morning, he said Iran must abandon its nuclear weapons ambitions, but he offered an olive branch to the Iranian people.
We're working toward a diplomatic solution to this crisis. And as we do, we look to the day when you can live in freedom. And America and Iran can be good friends and close partners in the cause of peace.
Mr. Bush and Ahmadinejad avoided each other all day. Now, live to CBS News correspondent Peter King for the latest on Space Shuttle Atlantis and those unknown objects floating nearby.
Well, Bill, they think they know what those mystery objects are. A plastic shim that goes between heat shield tiles and a plastic bag. But still, they've got the time. They've got the equipment.
What I am here to tell you is that we are going to go verify that our critical heat shield is in good shape for entry to the best of our ability, and therefore I will have no concern.
Shuttle program manager Wayne Hale moments ago saying the crew will use the shuttle's robot arm, and if they need a better view, the boom extension for one last going over, starting late tonight. If it all checks out, they could be back home Thursday. Bill?
Federal health officials now say the E. coli bacteria that contaminated fresh spinach may be an unusually potent strain. They note that about half the people affected have gotten sick, so sick they had to be hospitalized, and 15% suffered kidney failure. Thailand's Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra is leaving New York, destination unknown. While he's been attending the UN General Assembly, military leaders back home staged a coup, surrounding the Prime Minister's office with tanks and suspending the Constitution. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 14 points today, the Nasdaq down 13. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic, or the old the customer is always right even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics, software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
From Capitol Hill, CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has an update on the dispute over rules for handling suspected terrorists.
The action right now is all behind closed doors, since without some kind of compromise, it seems unlikely any bill on terror detainees can pass before Congress adjourns at the end of next week. Senator John McCain, leading a small group of prominent Republicans opposing the president's bill, says they are certainly making progress. Several issues on trials for suspected terrorists are in contention, as is the president's insistence of a new interpretation of the Geneva Conventions, which he says is needed so CIA interrogators can do their work, and which others warn would proclaim to the world that the U.S. believes in torture. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It wasn't the honeymoon Candy Blackney planned. The 36-year-old woman showed up at the courthouse in Sedgwick County, Kansas, in a wedding dress, all ready to get married. But when clerks entered her name in a computer, two outstanding warrants came up. Instead of a ring, Blackney wore handcuffs and went straight to jail. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Live, local, and left. Now it's Charlie and John on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yes. Charlie Weiss, John Poswell, filling in for Enid this afternoon. Really, the only reason I wanted to do this afternoon is so that I would work on pronouncing Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
And, I'm not even going to try.
Iranian president.
Yeah.
Who just finished his speech at the UN General Assembly. And pretty interesting. It looked like a sermon at the end there.
It did. But, you know, it wouldn't be any different than a sermon that you would find in a Christian church where the speaker, many of whom are involved in politics in America, the evangelicals, talk about looking forward to the return the Messiah,
right.
The prophet,
second
God,
coming, right.
Whatever you want to call it. The three great religions, as it's they're referred to, have a lot in common. The reality of Islam is not only do they have a lot in common, they have the same God in common. I mean, Islam takes up from Judaism,
sure,
and from Christianity, and just thinks that those two kind of went off the track and puts it back on the track with the Prophet Muhammad, of course, speaking to the Islamic people.
And did you follow any of Pope Benedict's seminar?
I just some of the fallout, and I read some of the stuff on the internet about that, and it is like, what was he thinking? I mean, what did he expect would happen with those kinds of quotes? Where, you know, it's like I was just quoting some theologian, you know, from the Middle Ages.
This was a scholastic address. Not a smart move.
Yeah, no. It'd be like Bush, you know, going into a scholastic address in a classroom.
He couldn't do that.
Well, no, but it'd be, you know, my pet goat, and by the way, you know, your God is not a real God. You know, I mean, it would be, you know, scholarly.
Right.
But I don't know what the Pope was thinking, but I've, frankly, as an ex-Catholic, I have not much interest in what the Pope is thinking. It's, you know, pretty pathetic.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're going to be talking about the Iranian president's address, and hopefully if you've been able to follow this afternoon, very interesting events, perhaps you have been able to watch and listen closer than we have, and we'd like to hear your comments about that. But first, attorney files freedom of information request for Congressman John T. Doolittle's draft records. This is the press release that we received here at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel late last week. I think it was Friday. Is that right, John?
I think so, yeah, Thursday.
And essentially, you're requesting from the Freedom of Information Act, John Doolittle's draft records during the Vietnam War era.
Yeah, from the Selective Service. You know, this is one of the things that bothers me. And I know Ina talks about this 4th congressional district being a conservative district and being heavily Republican. And you know, and I live up there.
Yeah.
And these are the folks I live with. And the thing is, true conservatives are people who, obviously, you can be a conservative in a economic sense, which obviously Doolittle and Bush and so forth don't follow in that mold.
And they love to spend money.
You can be a conservative in terms of a libertarian like Barry Goldwater, like the thing that's on television right now. I mean, they're just very impressive, you know. But conservative in the sense of a social conservative is a whole other ballgame. But then finally, you know, conservatives usually feel, you know, pride for the country. Feel that service to country is important, and are big supporters of the military and military service, and take pride in that, and their children being in the military. Charlie Brown's a good example. His son, I think, is a third or fourth tour now in Iraq, and so this district, I think, has a right to know why John Doolittle, who is so anxious to send people to war and to underfund them. And not send enough troops. I mean, I was not a supporter of this war. But if it's going to go, I want it done competently. And this has been the most incompetently run war because they didn't send enough troops. They didn't send the proper armaments. And they're still not supporting them. And they're not supporting them when they come home injured. And John Doolittle, to call himself a conservative, and to be, you know, in there with the Bush, and to be sending people off under these circumstances, and to, in effect, not listen to what the military says. That's the thing. I mean, this is the whole thing about this war. You read this book, Fiasco, by the Pulitzer Prize-winning author Thomas Ricks. He talks about this adventure and about how they disregarded what the military generals and all the people in the war college and everything else was saying.
These decisions were being made by Dick Cheney.
Well, they were being made in the White House by Wolfowitz, and Rumsfeld, and trying to do it on the cheap. And when you try to do it on the cheap, it means you're sending people in the harm's way. And Doolittle, you know, is anxious to send people over there, quote, fight them over there so you don't have to fight them over here, and all these kinds of slogans that make no sense when you look at them. And certainly if you're going to do it right. And so, you know, so since he's so anxious, I'd like to know, then, since he avoided military service, apparently, how did he avoid military service? I think the conservatives in the district, you know, have a right to know why this guy who became 18 in 1968 and had to register for the draft at that time, and what kind of deferments did he get?
Now,
how did he get out? We talk about Bill Clinton. You remember all of that? Bill Clinton left the country. He went to Oxford. He got deferments. He never served. He's a draft dodger. Well, I'd like to apply the same standard, and I'd like to look at Congressman Doolittle and say, how did you get out? Are you a draft dodger? Mm. How did you dodge the draft during Vietnam when 53,000 other American young people went over and died? And what gives you the right to send others to die if you refused yourself to serve? And so I've asked, I wrote to Doolittle, first of all.
Yeah, I want to read some of this,
you know,
too.
And I wrote to him and I said, you know, there's a rumor you're a draft dodger. And I want to know the truth. And you know, if you give us the records, just like tax records or anything else, why don't you just turn over your records, let the people of this district see how you got out of serving in Vietnam?
Well, he's clearly playing a disappearing act in his own district right now, and it may appear that he was doing the same back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Well, apparently, you know, and again, you know, this is the problem. I mean, I don't like, you know, spreading rumors or making decisions based on rumors.
But well, you're a lawyer. You wouldn't let that happen.
No, but when a person refuses to show up and refuses to answer questions and doesn't tell you when he's going to be in the district so you can go and ask, and you send him a letter and he doesn't answer, you send an email and he doesn't answer, you know, you go on the radio and he doesn't answer, what are the people in the district supposed to expect when the question is, John Doolittle, were you a draft dodger? And, you know, and as I say, I heard, and I don't know this, that he did leave the country, that he was on a mission, a religious mission, for his church, which I think is, you know, is commendable. I don't have a problem with that.
But, now, that implies a conscientious objector status.
See, I don't know because
we
haven't got his records, and I think he ought to clarify that. Was he? And recently, it was quoted in the paper that some newspaper person said something to the effect of, you know, there's a claim that you're a draft dodger, and his answer was, well, that's greatly exaggerated. Well, that's, you know, it's kind of like saying, you know, hey, I hear you killed your mother. And someone says, well, that's greatly exaggerated. It's like, well, what? You just held her underwater until she had a heart attack? What does that mean? Is it yes or no?
Yeah.
Are you a draft dodger?
By means which, did you kill your mother? 349-1320 if you have comments for John Poswell.
And let me ask this. I want people to join in this, and I want to get to the truth. If there are folks, because I talked to a newspaper person this morning who said that that if you are on a religious mission, for instance, as Mormons do, and again, I think that's commendable, that people serve their religion if that's what they choose to do. But if you're on such a mission that you are designated like as a cleric, like as a priest or something would be, well, during the time that you're on this mission and you get out of the draft on that basis.
As a cleric.
But I did draft work in the 60s and 68 in that time period. I was with a firm that did military work and other work. In fact, Larry Carlton, the federal judge here in Sacramento, was one of my partners and my mentor, you know, in that kind of work. And I don't remember anything like that. I remember conscience objection as being a way out. But again, apparently he took a way out. And I don't know what that was. Apparently, it's indicated that he left the country on a mission. Again, that may be wrong. John Doolittle or your staff or any Republican out there that knows better, please give us a call. You know, it's at 349-1320 and tell us, you know, give us the true facts so the people in this district can know how John Doolittle was able to dodge the draft in the 60s. When others served their country in Vietnam.
Sounds murky to me, John.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. If a guy's got nothing to hide, why doesn't he just release his draft records? I've asked him to do that. I can't even get an answer. So, you know, I mean, the final step is I did. I filed a request under the Freedom of Information Act, 5 United States Code, Section 552, with the Selective Service System, with their Freedom of Information Act officer in Arlington, Virginia. And I sent a copy to Doolittle.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, what I'm asking for is the complete Selective Service file on John T. Doolittle, date of birth, October 30, 1950, of California, including all records of deferments requested or granted to avoid military service during the period the United States was engaged in the Vietnam conflict. So just turn over the records and let people decide, based upon, you know, the true state of facts, whether they want, in a conservative district, this person, who may be a draft dodger, representing them.
Yeah. You ask a couple of other questions in your letter to Mr. Doolittle, and we'll get to that. But right now, let's go to the phones. Connie in Citrus Heights has some comments. Connie, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
I'm calling because I just had a couple of comments. I want to say first, I'm not a Doolittle supporter, and of course I'm in Citrus Heights, so that's a moot point, but I was raised in the Mormon church, and one of their primary objectives is that you serve your country and you serve a mission and you get married. So
all right,
serving the country would be very important in that regard. So I don't think that he's a conscientious objector.
Do you know it all? And maybe, obviously we don't have a draft at the present time, but do you have any knowledge from your Mormon background of when a person does go on a mission, and assuming, for instance, they go out of the country, do you recall or have any knowledge about what that did to their draft status?
I believe that they're okay for about 2 years. Yeah, I don't know for sure. I cannot tell you for sure what it does to their draft status.
Okay.
A more devout LDS person could tell you. I don't practice it.
Sure.
But however, I know that usually they go on their mission first, and then they serve their country. Then they get married.
Okay. Right. Well, then there's
their education too, if they can.
There appears to be something missing in this in the series of events that.
Well, I have to.
Yeah, yeah. Just the serve the country seems to be missing here in this whole scenario. But Connie, thanks very much for calling. 3-4. Thank you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're going to take a break, and if you have some comments, give us a call. It's John Poswell, Charlie Weiss, Lisa West with traffic and weather from the left.
Thank you very much, Charlie. You know, I was raised LDS. We'll have to talk about that later. Very right. Interesting. We have lows tonight right around 55. Highs coming up 91. Now, we are at 88 here in the River City, and our traffic's looking okay. Southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. I-5 at J Street, a three-car crash. Disabled vehicle at 99 in Sutterville and 50 at Scott. Auburn Boulevard in Palm. Ooh, a three-car crash involving a big rig. Well, now, remember, Even Live continues tomorrow. This she'll be back, so you can email her at 1320leftchannel.com. Meanwhile, Charlie and John will be back. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left.
I'm Scott. No.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz
and Nisa Davis Hayden
from the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net. We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Live, local, and left. Now it's Charlie and John on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Charlie Weiss, John Poswell, boogieing to some of that
Good music.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I didn't know it was going to be a music station when I got off the tractor and came down here today.
It gets lively around here. You should see this place with Enid and Lisa and Lauren in the afternoon.
Listen, me and fun. Enid and I and Lauren, we do not mess around. I can tell you that.
No, you don't.
It's kind of quiet without Enid, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Hey, people probably wonder where she is. She's out sick today. Mm-hmm. Lost her voice, apparently, and we got called in the last second here to...
That's it.
And we are the radio goddess of the day, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just lower voices, but... 349-1320-866-626-1320.
I feel silly in this dress.
You look good, though.
Oh, thank you.
You look marvelous.
Is it my color?
I think so.
It was my eyes.
Well matched.
All right.
Did your wife pick that ensemble for you, or
no?
You did it yourself.
I did myself.
No, I am truly amazed. John, the letter that you sent included, you know, wanting some clarification about his status during the Vietnam War era, but also there were a couple of other things that you mentioned in the letter to John T. Number two, John Doolittle and his wife won't even live in the district. One rumor has it that you sold your residence some years ago and now live full-time in Virginia, and thus, unlike voters, pay no property taxes in your district. Is this true? I haven't looked recently, but there is a requirement that a congressman actually reside in his district. If so, how do you interpret the provision if you live in Virginia? Did you ever get an answer to that?
Well, I never got an answer from him, but, you know, I go out and I try to find out, dig this stuff up myself, and I've actually found that he does have a condo in the district.
All right. Okay?
But, you know, I can't get an answer from him, but, I mean, I had to go out and dig it up myself and check with records, you know, with the property tax records and all that kind of stuff. And apparently also at the same time, he does have a nice place in Virginia, and... Actually, somebody told me maybe he was I don't know if he's president of the Homeowners Association or something, but he's doing very well in a very nice area in Virginia.
Oh, very nice.
And I don't fault him. I just would like to, you know, when you hear rumors, and I've seen letters to the editor and stuff, you like to get to the truth. And I think Doolittle, as well as anyone else, is entitled to have the true facts, but he won't tell us anything.
What are your Republican friends saying about this? Are you seeing them moving toward making a decision to not and to support Charlie Brown?
Yeah, and if you know, it's not not on the basis of Republican Democrat. I think you know these things cross when people feel that somebody's unethical.
Mm-hmm.
And that they just aren't honest, or that they're doing things that are just so arrogant. For instance, this whole thing with he and his wife, pocketing 15% of all the money they raise. They've got this fundraiser coming up on October 3rd, $2,000 a plate. You know, President Bush is coming in because this guy's in trouble in the polls. By the way, Doolittle apparently done a poll of his own, and he refuses to release the results.
Interesting.
Yeah, I read that on the internet today.
Interesting.
But this $2,000 a plate dinner... I don't know. I'd like to know. I wonder if the president knows. Is 15%? They're expecting
going to Julie.
Is that going to go to Julie Doolittle and go
well,
into
a
joint account?
We don't know, John.
Well, it'd be nice to be able to ask him, but you can't find him, and he refuses to debate apparently. And you know, the one time they let him out, he did that interview with the Sacramento Bee.
Right.
I mean, that was amazing. This guy, who I would think would be articulate, who's a lawyer, he just looked embarrassingly naive or unprepared, or I don't know what. I think he wasn't used to people asking him questions. And that was, I think, about the last time they let him out, you know, to do anything. And nobody's seen him since. The Bee certainly hasn't interviewed him since. And they printed, the nice thing about the Bee, they printed him in his own words. So you could read exactly what he said. And he was saying things like, Abramoff just gives me money because he's my friend.
Friend, yeah.
Yeah, and, it's amazing. But so they're supposed to be raising like $500,000, over there with the president. And they're doing it up in the Eldorado Hills at some place, Serrano, I guess, out there where
exactly
nobody can get to, of course.
And, yes, a A caller called in this morning and said there's a big steep hill, and if anybody's going to go out there and make a statement, they're going to be far away from the actual event.
But if they raise $500,000, I guess that means $75,000 goes into his pocket. I mean, because that's they take 15% off
nice
the top.
Change. Yeah, of course. Yeah. You also ask in the letter to answer, John Doolittle doesn't believe in evolution, and I like this, John. This is just all John Poswell. Of course, one's religion is one's own business unless it affects one's vote as a congressman. Many of your constituents strongly believe that the universe was created in 6 days, literally, and that the Bible proves that the world is approximately 6,000 years old. Do you have such a literal interpretation of the Bible? Specifically, do you believe the world is approximately 6,000 years old, as opposed to millions of years, and that the universe was created in 6 days, as the Bible says? If so, how do you deal as a congressman with all of the science relating to such things as global warming that rely upon evidence going back hundreds of thousands of years of Earth history, and such things as our space program when cosmic science runs into the billions of years?
You know, and this is the same thing. I mean, these are, you know, when I'm up there, you ask me about my Republican friends. Most of the people that I'm around in Placer County, many of them are born-again Christians, good people. My neighbors are great people, and Republican. And so we will have these conversations, and these are common beliefs, you know, in the district. And I'd like to know, you know, if the congressman's views are essentially the same as many of the constituents. And I think all of us would like to know it because, you know, it would bother me. It'd bother me if my congressman thinks that the world is 6,000 years old, as many of the constituents do. And it would bother me if he felt that global warming and all these things are just impossible in terms of the science, and he doesn't accept the science, and he doesn't accept the science that relates to the universe. So all he has to do is give us an answer. I mean, does he believe in the Bible literally? Then he can tell us yes or no. And if he says no, he doesn't, there's going to be a lot of people in the district who are going to be very upset.
Sure.
Okay? Because they do. And I don't fault them for it. I just don't, you know, I don't think the world is flat, and I don't think that the world was created in 6,000 years. You know, if you accept the concept of, or the universe created in 6,000 years ago, if the speed of light, if you accept the concept of speed of light, then you go out at night and you look at a star, and you know it took, you know, a couple of million years for that light to get to you, you know that makes no sense.
Yeah.
But if that is his view, well,
you would like to know.
I'd like to know, because
all John, you know, all you're looking for, John, is a little clarification.
Yeah, and I would, really, I would, and if it was in a debate, or if he came at some place where those of us in the district could ask him questions, I'd ask him that question, and he could say, no, I don't believe in a little interpretation of the Bible, or yes, I do, and yes, I think the world is 6,000 years old. Whatever he wants to say, I just like to know where he stands.
Just a few answers.
Yeah, because these are the kind of rumors that go around when people don't, you know, don't allow access. And the arrogance, frankly, of just saying, elect me and the hell with you, I don't have to answer anything. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Well, John, good luck in your pursuit.
Well,
highly admirable.
It's not my pursuit. You know, that's the thing is, I mean, it's... It really comes down to it's a pursuit of information for all of us. I mean, what does representative government mean anyway? If you really elect people that you don't even know anything about,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's getting to a point where it's just slogans on on both sides, unfortunately. But listen, we want other people to get in here.
Absolutely.
If there's people out there that want to talk about Doolittle, the Bible, the world being 6,000 years old, I don't care. 349-1320. Out of the area code 916, if you're out of that area, it's 866-626-1320.
And there's a few other things that we're going to be talking about that are going to be on the table this afternoon, including something that just came across the wire about Joe Lieberman's polling company is pleading guilty to fraud. We'll be telling you about that story. And also talk about the goings-on at the United Nations today. Lots of stuff in the news this afternoon.
But right now, let's go to Lisa West and check out the traffic and the weather from the left.
Traffic, and all kinds of it in Sacramento. Northbound I-5 just south of Hood and Franklin. We have a disabled vehicle. Also a hit and run. By the way, we are hit and run capital of California. Sacramento was deemed that. Enid found that out for us. Metherfield Road on route to 50. We have a hit and run there. Hit and run at 193 in South Fork. Hit and run northbound I-5 in Hood and Franklin with the vehicle. Watt Avenue in Botano. Enid Live will continue tomorrow. I just say it all the time, don't I? We hope that she feels better. Back with more John and Charlie at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event, featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh farm foods grown in our very own Sierra foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids. Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey. Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278.
Live, local, and left. Now it's Charlie and John on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Charlie Weiss, John Boswell here on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Taking Enid's place.
That's it. Sitting in for Enid, who we hopefully will have back tomorrow. She had that little throat thing that was bothering her yesterday and decided to take a rest of her vocal cords, which is a darn good idea because that's what she does.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Listen, I was watching Ahmadinejad at the United Nations, and you know what Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, has in common with the Maloof brothers?
Now, that's an interesting comparison. No, I have no idea, John.
They're both sticking it to us.
Oh. Huh? All right. Huh? All right.
So, you know, we can talk about that. We can talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely.
This Iranian speech was amazing. I mean, it's just, sticking it in your eye. It's kind of like, hey, United States, where do you have the right to say who has weapons? You've got them. You're talking about bombing us, but we're not allowed to have them because why? Because you've got the power. And of course, we got the Maloofs that say, hey, we got this team, and, you've got to build us a stadium, an arena, and you've got to give us all the money, and you've got to give us the parking, and you can't have any restaurants in the area, and you can't have anything else. And if you don't like it, there's nowhere else to go. And tough. And so it's... I think there's a lot of comparisons. Not that I'm, saying the Maloofs are Islamic terrorists.
No.
I didn't say that.
No, you did not say that. Well, in fact, little local news, Sacramento organizations, including the NAACP, LULAC, and La Raza Network, announced today in a press conference their opposition to the arena tax. Community groups oppose the arena tax because they say it's a bad deal for Sacramento. Meeting at Chavez Park today, this diverse coalition of community groups announced their opposition to the arena tax measures. Q&R leaders from each group declared the arena tax a bad deal for Sacramento and urged voters to vote no on measure Q&R on the November ballot.
Wow.
So we're seeing a little upheaval there with some pretty influential groups in the Sacramento area.
I think it's interesting that they were meeting at Cesar Chavez Park, too, because that, Joe Serna, Mayor Joe Serna was the person that, named that park.
Sure.
And was very involved with the Kings, and I suspect, would really want the Kings to stay, in Sacramento, knowing Joe. But at the same time, I can't help but believe that Joe Serna would have put together one hell of a better deal than this current group of political leaders in the city and the county and what they negotiated. I don't think it was a negotiation. I spoke to some people with the B, and I said, this wasn't a negotiation when these folks went over to Vegas. This was closer to date rape.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to see that all the people, that are writing, even the sports people at the B who are writing about this thing, who are in support of it, are saying, we're just going to have to hold our nose and vote for this thing.
Sure, you hear that a lot.
Yeah, or one of the editors told me, it's kind of like sometimes, you do have to pay ransom. Like if they had your family, and you wanted to get your loved ones back, and you'd pay ransom, to people who had kidnapped your... Well, that's kind of the way they see this vote.
Yeah.
And these are the supporters, that are talking like this.
Well, there's two things right now that have me totally confused. First off, the Maloofs walked away from these negotiations when all of a sudden they said that the whole parking situation, they weren't getting all of the parking spaces that they wanted in the original deal, and that was a deal breaker. And that questions, were they not listening when these original negotiations happened, or did somebody try to slip one by and say, this is the way we had it planned in the first place, that we want people to be taking light rail and to the arena, and we don't want a sea of parking spaces in that railroad in the railroad yards. Secondly, though, and this is the thing that has bothered me from the very beginning, is UP still owns that land, and the minute that some real development is going to happen there, and the land has not been purchased yet, well, the
the ticket, the price of this stuff is going to go through the roof.
I mean, isn't it crazy? I mean, you think about it, it's like, you know, you go to UP and you say, now we have all the money, we voted all the bonds, we've got the team, we've got everything, and by the way, we'd like to buy your land. How much are you going to charge us?
Right.
It's like, you know, the sky's the limit.
And this negotiation for the land with UP has been going on and dragging on and on. And then essentially the other element of it is it's a toxic waste dump.
You know, and by the way, let's let other folks get in here. 349-1320 or outside the area, 866-626-1320. And we've got distracted from Iran to the Maloofs because they seem to have something in common. But you know, the other part of all this is that it's like we just got to keep the Kings at any price. I mean, that's really, you know, sure. What a way to go in the negotiations. You know, we will pay anything and give you anything. And by the way, you know, we are the city and the county, but we will fly over to Las Vegas to your casino to meet and negotiate with you over in your casino. Because they can't even come over here. I mean, where's all this money going? I mean, he tells you where this money is going.
And the bigger picture, of course, is what makes quality of life in a city? Is it a professional team, sports team? Is it? Freeways without potholes and freeways without, you know, crowds that takes you 45 minutes to go from, sunrise to downtown. What is quality of life?
I mean, that's what, you know, I mean, I think the folks should call 349-1320 and tell us, because one of the other things about all this, when it's all said and done and we build it and all the overruns and all of this money that we get into, hundreds of millions of dollars, at the end of the day, there's nothing that stops the Maloofs a year later coming in and saying, you know what, we're going to move the team.
Sure.
Because they're making money on the concerts and everything else and, you know, all of that. So, but it'll be more like the Raiders. It'll be, we're going to move the team unless you now add on another $200 million. Otherwise, we're gone. There's nothing that stops them from doing that. Once they got you over that barrel, you know, you're over that barrel.
Yeah, I was interested in the revenue in that parking lot, $3 million a year. That is a pretty chunk.
Not bad.
Huey has a few comments on the arena. Huey, how you doing? Hello, Huey. There we go. Hi, Huey. Still not.
Hello?
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, the whole deal is just bad, but it's emblematic of what goes on in professional sports today. The fact is, if a city wants to have a big-time sports team, they're going to have to pay and pay and pay. And it's one of the reasons I've become a college sports fan.
Absolutely.
It's not going to get any better. And the best thing we should do is all take a deep breath, vote no on this, the Kings leave town, and we need to get a life and not live vicariously through a professional basketball team that's basically a corporate entity.
You know, I can envision a lot of better things than you could do to the railroad yards than to have a giant parking lot. I mean, I think of the Rose, is it called the Rose Garden in Portland? I mean, that's nice, but it's kind of, you know, it's just packed next to the freeway. But you've got, you know, this prime property next to downtown that could just be an amazing gem for the city. And that's another thing I just don't see. And I'm not opposed to arena per se, but I don't know if that's even the right place to put it.
The fact is that if you're going to have an arena, parking is part of the revenue stream, and that's why sports owners insist on it. Because what, as a friend of mine said, who used to own a minor league baseball team, he said the trick is you want the fans reaching for their wallet all the time, from the time they get to the parking lot to the time they're in the arena buying all the concessions, and you want to extract the maximum you can from the fans, and that's why they insist on parking lots. It is a lot of money.
And all of that revenue all goes to the owners from all of the concessions and so forth. Those are not like the city wants. They want local restaurants and local other owned properties down there. And owners want every dime going into their pocket.
That's right.
And going out of this community.
The Maloofs aren't unique. They're typical of all the sports owners at the level of professional sports. I mean, that's why you know, if we were a town like Fresno where everybody, you know, gets behind Fresno State football and basketball, right, you can have plenty of identity and a lot of fun, you know, and we should be doing the same thing with Sac State and UC Davis and just, you know, forget this silly nonsense.
Yeah, and you know, let me just say, I don't blame them loose. I mean, as you say, I mean, this is a business, and they're business people. They see that they can take advantage of this situation, that they've got this city council and board of supervisors just totally over a barrel, and they can just do this negotiating. We said, well, we're going to walk away, and everyone said, no, please don't walk away. We'll give you everything. I mean, that's...
Well, there's a phrase for it in sports ownership. It's referred to as the stadium game.
Oh,
that's
interesting.
What it's called. The NFL bylaws are very interesting. For example, on the football side, they prohibit two things. They prohibit completely privately owned stadiums, and they also prohibit the kind of community ownership like you have with the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that's just the whole game with all this stuff.
That's right. Green Bay is owned by the city, isn't it?
Right. They're the only team that is, and the NFL bylaws would prohibit any other city from embarking on that same financing arrangement.
Okay, listen, hey, appreciate your call.
Great information.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Huey. 349-1320, 349-1320. And let's go to David right now in El Dorado Hills. David, hello.
Oh, yeah, hi.
You're live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yes, hi. I was wondering, are you guys still taking calls about the...
You're on the air. Well, there he goes.
Boy, he got scared.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, call back. We are still taking calls about whatever you'd like to call about. 349-1320. Somehow we did get on to the Arco Arena and the Maloofs because that was a transition from the president of Iraq... Iran.
Yeah.
President of Iran sticking it to us, and somehow sticking it to us got us in talking about the Maloofs and the arena.
And we're willing to talk about that subject too. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And it's Lisa West with traffic and weather from the
left. Very good, but I thought you called yourself Charlie West.
No.
And I'm like,
I don't think so.
Well, you look like my just slightly older brother.
Sometimes I say Weiss, but that's Weiss Weiss.
Well, thank
tomato,
you.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato. Traffic, whatever it is, darling. And it is quite thick at South Bend I-5, right there by J Street. South Bend 99, Fruit Ridge Road, as usual. Now we're at 88. And I'll tell you what, Charlie and John will be back here in just a few minutes. And Eat It Live will continue tomorrow. So you can go ahead and email, or you got some thoughts, 1320leftchannel.com.
Experience. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Live, local, and left. Now it's Charlie and John on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're in John and my zone. Totally.
Oh, this is great. This is great. Hey, we got some calls coming in on the Arco. We're going to try to catch every one of you before the 6 o'clock, so let's go right to the phones.
All righty. And it's Valerie from Sacramento. Good afternoon, Valerie.
Hi. I just wondered if anybody's discussed why they're not considering refurbishing the existing arena. I haven't heard anything about that.
It's the argument is always that it's outdated, it's a piece of crap, and they need
too
a
small.
Chair. Yeah. And, you know, honestly, I mean, I have other priorities. I'd rather go, you know, to the Philharmonic, to be honest. But at the same time, the last time I was there, I just remember a lot of plywood.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever changed that, but it's been a long time.
Well, I've been to a lot of, I go to a lot of Monarchs games and other events, but I just often wondered. I could see there's a lot of room for improvement, but it seems it would be much more cost effective just to fix it up.
Well, it wouldn't maybe, because if you're talking about having the city, you know, spend, $500 million or so or more to build you something for free, and give it to you, or not give it to you, but I mean give it to you effectively and give you all of the income and everything else, and you get to keep Arco Arena, knock it down, sell the land, and make all that money on that development or whatever, hey, I'm going to take a free brand new arena rather than fix up my own that I own.
Sure. Also, the NBA apparently deems that it's just it's not up to snuff. It's not where you want to be if you've got an arena. But that's what we know about it, Valerie. And thanks very much for your phone call.
Anyone else knows? Call us at 349-1320.
or anything else. What's going on in the United Nations today? Appreciate your time.
349-1320.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Abby Woods, the baby abducted from her Missouri home last Friday, has been found alive and reunited with her mother.
The suspected kidnapper is in custody. The home of the alleged kidnapper has been sealed off as a secondary crime scene. This is only a few miles south from the kidnapping scene.
John Mills of CBS Television affiliate KMOV.
It appears that the baby was kept in a house by someone who was at least an acquaintance of the young girl's mother. Beyond that, we don't know what the family connection is.
The child is just 11 days old. She was taken by a woman who slashed her 21-year-old mother with a knife. A suspect is in custody. Like ships passing in the night, President Bush and Iran's President Ahmadinejad spoke at the UN today.
Ahmadinejad wasn't in the audience when President Bush addressed the General Assembly with this remark.
Iran must abandon its nuclear weapons ambitions.
The Iranian president insisted again that his country's nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, and he accused the Security Council of being under the influence of its most powerful members.
Nations are not equal in exercising their rights recognized by international law.
There, through an interpreter, Ahmadinejad accused some of the council's permanent members, namely the U.S. and Britain, of using the world body for their own gain. Cammy McCormick, CBS News at the United Nations.
NASA engineers now think those mysterious objects spotted alongside Space Shuttle Atlantis are harmless bits of debris, a plastic bag, and a shim from between the heat shield tiles. Nevertheless, CBS News correspondent Peter King reports the crew will inspect for damage.
The astronauts will pull out their robot arm, use the TV camera on the end of the arm to take a look underneath the shuttle. They can get some pretty good views, and if they see something that they think needs closer attention, they will add that boom extension for an even closer look.
Their return to Earth, scheduled for early tomorrow, has been pushed back a day. The fact that so many people sickened by E. coli in spinach wound up in hospitals has federal health officials wondering if it's an especially potent strain. Of the 131 known cases, 50% needed hospital treatment. In the California Salad Bowl, CBS News correspondent John Blackstone reports farmers are packing it in.
The growing popularity of spinach has really been a moneymaker for farmers, and especially the growing popularity of this washed, bagged product. But for this season, a lot of farmers are figuring it's the end of the season for them in the Salinas Valley anyway. But certainly, there's a lot of crop in the field, and a lot of it is just going to be plowed under.
Any hope of U.S. troop reductions in Iraq was dispelled today when General John Abizaid, the head of Central Command, said the current level, more than 140,000 troops will likely be maintained through next spring and might even be increased depending on the military situation on the ground. The Dow down 14 points today. The Nasdaq lost 13. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 877-33-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-33-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-33-GO-WIN. Call now.
The nation's top law enforcement official asked Congress for more help in fighting Internet kiddie porn.
The Internet has created a whole new marketplace for child pornography, and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez says it's turning the web into a battleground.
We must fight every day because predators seek to hurt our kids every day.
We're making progress, but we've only just begun.
Ernie Allen of the Center for Missing and Exploited Children says credit card companies are joining the fight.
Our mission is to follow the money, stop the payments, shut down the accounts and put an end to this multi-billion dollar worldwide enterprise.
But Visa and MasterCard officials say the criminals are turning to other payment methods. Howard Ehrenstein, CBS News, Washington.
High school kids really don't get much exercise in gym class. A report from Cornell researchers says actual physical activity on average lasts just 16 minutes, with the rest of the time taken up by changing organizational matters, getting cleaned up, and changing again. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
The future is here.
Now it's Charlie and John on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Filling in for Enid this afternoon. Enid Live returns tomorrow afternoon. Charlie Weiss, John Poswell. Just sort of checking out CNN right now. And the goings-on at the United Nations, very interesting this afternoon. And we want to talk about that, take some time this hour to do that. CNN refers to it as the war of words now between George Bush, his address, and also Iranian president's address as well. And
we were, because we had someone on hold there, we were talking about Imanajar and what the Maloofs had in common,
that's right. That's
you
right.
know, with the president of Iran, and you know, it looks like we're getting it stuck to us by both of them here at the UN today, and of course with Arco Arena in Sacramento, and we've apparently got a call on the line that held.
Yes, we do.
To talk about Arena, to tell us how to vote on this thing.
That's right. The stadium game is one caller put it. Using Monopoly money, only it's our money. We've got Rod on the line from Antelope. Good afternoon, Rod.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling a caller 2 calls ago, sort of stole my thunder, but my question was about the expansion of ARCO. Because they keep referring ARCO as being an old facility. I'd like to remind people that over 40 years ago, the Oakland Coliseum was built. It's still there.
And they venerable.
It's expanded. It's successful. At least the arena part of it is. And that's part of my other fear about the new arena, if that passes. I hope it doesn't. I think of the Oakland Arena, the Oakland Stadium, which is not so successful. The Raiders expand. Al Davis got what he wanted from Alameda County, but it's now you can't afford. The average person can't afford to go see a Raiders game.
Well, sure, and that's part of it. I mean, I hesitate to use the word elitist, but you've got to have bucks to go to a professional basketball game. There's just no way of getting around it unless you're invited to a corporate skybox.
You know, the other thing though, you know, L. Davis, you say, you know, he got his way, and as if it was just nice and easy. You know, he moved the team at one point. You know, what was it, down in San Diego, and then for some years, and then he came back, and then they got into litigation, and there was a number of lawsuits, and one of which was tried here in Sacramento, and. A good friend of mine, Roger Dreyer, represented the Raiders on the thing. And so, you know, they were in litigation. So that's the kind of history that we might have here with the Maloofs, you know, down the line some years when they come back in and say, we're going to move the team. If you don't do this, don't do that, spend hundreds of millions of dollars more. And so, you know, we need to look at that kind of experience. And we're kind of over a barrel here if we go ahead with this thing.
Absolutely. And I'd like to make one final comment is that the FD yards or the Union Pacific yards, the UP yards, is an unknown entity.
Absolutely.
It can cost $500 million, okay, $500 million, or it could cost $1 million, which will be absorbed, that $1.2 million that they project that will be raised for the arena and other county and city needs could all be absorbed by that one, that arena, because the ground there is an unknown.
Yeah, you know the other thing about it, and it reminds me of the cable television stuff when it came to town, is this whole idea that, okay, we're going to raise, you know, $600 million or something for the stadium, and then, you know, 7 years down the line, the next 7 years or so is going to be all this money to go out to all of these cities and county and districts and so on. It's like, if you need to raise money for the stadium, why aren't you just raising the money for the stadium, period? Why the other, you know, and it just looks like a bribe. It almost seems like, yeah, it's like if you guys all vote for this 7 years down the line, hopefully, if we didn't have a overruns, you're going to get something. You know, you're going to get a present. And it just, I don't know, it bothers me.
It's similar to the lotto money, you know. All these cities and communities and schools are going to be enriched by all this lotto money. And I am with one district here in the city, and it amounts to about $100,000. That's nothing to sneeze at, but it's not what they were promised when we initially started talking about the lottery. So it's a carrot. It's a carrot dangled from it. And I hope, I love the Kings, go Monarchs, but if they must go, they must go.
Yeah.
I don't want to bankrupt my grandchildren and other children and other needs of the city for them to lose. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Rod.
349-1320. We ended up talking about Arco Arena here. We've been talking about Iran and what's going on at the United Nations. And maybe we can talk about why all of this stuff with the UN,
sure.
Not the UN, but Iran, this whole thing and all of these threats.
I did want to mention the fact that we did report that today there was a coalition of several groups, including the NAACP, LULAC, La Raza, who came out not in favor of the arena, considered a bad deal. And there's something, you know, that we've been tossing around here this afternoon, and that's the fact there are so many entities involved here. You've got the city. You've got UP, you've got the Kings, you've got the developer, and nobody seems to be on the same page. It just seems like a really bad deal. Now, if we voted down, if area voters vote down the two measures, does that mean that the Kings are out of here for sure?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's up in the air, isn't it?
And if you vote all this thing, you build it, does that mean they're not going to leave anyway? I mean, because there's nothing that ties them here, nothing that says they have to stay. So they're leasing a place, but they're going to be able to make more money. You know, they can cover their lease payments, you know, with the parking and all the concerts and so forth. And so what is there that says they're going to stay? I'm real bothered by it.
349-1320 or outside the 916 area code, it's 866-626-1320. And, of course, outlying areas are going to be affected by that vote as well. John's on the line from Sacramento. Hi, John. You're live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah. How you doing? I'm a big proponent for not having a new downtown arena, that if the Kings want to move on, they can move on. We can put our money into libraries, into schools. We can put our money into more bike trails. There's all kinds of things we can do, but we don't need to put the money into an arena.
I like the bike trail idea. That is the jewel of Sacramento. When you talk about lifestyle, that is just one of the greatest assets we have.
Yeah.
You know, if you get out there and exercise along the river, it's just it's a remarkable asset to the city. I'd like to see more of that kind of thing. That to me is lifestyle.
Yeah. Like your brother, Charlie, I'm a poor retired guy living on a limited income. I can't afford
to
game.
All right, John. Glad you brought a bicycle enthusiast partner. Hey, thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, you have a nice day.
All righty.
It is kind of ironic that they talk about this kind of tax. Really falling upon people who may well not be able to afford to buy tickets to go to these games. You know, it is, it's sad. You know that I'm ambivalent about this thing. I don't particularly go to the Kings games and so on, and not real a fan. But at the same time, I can understand people wanting to go and enjoying sports. I think the caller that talked about college sports and supporting that and not have these kinds of costs and expenses, makes a lot of sense. But and we do need, we do need facilities here for concerts and major sure. kinds of things like that, too. I not that I found Arco the best place to listen to, a concert. But at the same time, we need some of that stuff.
That's true.
And so, the Mondavi Center, obviously, is another example. Places out there in Davis where they have things that are specific for concerts.
And that holds 1,600, so...
Yeah. No, and I'm ambivalent, except I just literally feel like this deal... I told someone, I'd like the city to hire Angelo Sakopoulos to negotiate for us.
There you go.
Let's send Angelo over to negotiate with the Maloofs so that we're on an even playing field here.
Yeah.
I just don't feel comfortable sending our city council and supervisor people, over to do this kind of negotiating when it involves, a tremendous amount of money in the future of Sacramento. And it bothers me. It just bothers me.
Some of the other things we're talking about, 349-1320, 866-626-1320, is a lot of stuff going on in the United Nations today. It's not... I guess you wouldn't call it humorous, other than the fact that it just kind of rings that way, is that the Prime Minister of Thailand was here taking a part in the proceedings of the United Nations. In the meantime, he had a little coup, so, ouch. You go away for a few hours, a few days, visit New York, see the sights, and the next thing you know, you're not the boss of your country anymore.
It'd be kind of like, with Bush... goes back and finds out Cheney took over.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, he gets back to the White House and went, whoops, I shouldn't have left this place.
But, I want to, this whole Iran thing and all of these, challenges and about how they cannot develop nuclear weapons or nuclear energy program without supervision on. The reality is, and people saying, we're on the same track as we were for Iraq. We're being ratcheted up with all of this stuff that Iran is involved with terrorists. Iran is developing weapons of mass destruction. It's all the same, kind of chant that we had before. And the problem is, when you finally get down the line here, is we're not going to invade Iran. That isn't going to happen.
No.
And part of, there's a number of reasons it isn't going to happen, other than the fact that it would be crazy, is we don't have the army. We do not have the military to carry out an invasion. We couldn't do Desert Storm that was done in 91
sure.
today with today's army. We don't have the numbers. We don't have the people. They're tied down in Iraq.
Well, that might be one of the reasons they're talking about a naval blockade. We still have the Navy, We can use them up, too.
Well, and it's exactly right. And at that point, if you're sitting there, you're Kim Jong-il, and you're sitting over there in Korea, and it's like, hey, this is really a good time. Those guys are tied down in this crazy war in Iraq. They're going to have to put more people in there or just keep doing the wrong thing forever like this. We are losing what we achieved in Afghanistan, and now we're talking about doing something else in the Middle East and Iran. So what the alternative, of course, is just bomb them. This idea that we're just going to go in and bomb them. Oh, my God. The craziness of that in terms of what's the response? Does anybody think about what the response to these kind of things? And, Israel was able to do that, the nuclear power plant in Iran, years
sure,
ago. But
right.
Nobody can do that today. And we don't have, we no longer have the military power because, and I hope my conservative friends will appreciate this, because I feel strongly about it, is, these neocons squandered our military and our military assets in Iraq. I mean, they have put them into this war without, the preparation, without the numbers, and have bogged it down to a point where, as they say, you can't go forward, you can't go back, you're just stuck there. And we're talking years. And the problem is, all of this was predicted.
Absolutely.
You know, and the Bush administration, well, we didn't know. We thought we'd be out in, you know, by August. We'd be out in 3 months. It's going to cost $1.7 billion. There's enough oil to do their own reconstruction. All of this stuff, you know, the arrogance, all of the military, the key military people, Joint Chiefs of Staff, the War College, all these people were telling them, you're going to be there for years. You're going to be there for years. You're going to have anarchy. You're going to have the Shiites fighting the Sunnis, fighting the Kurds, and you're going to be in the middle of it. So that's why, you know, relax. We're not going to Iran. We may do sanctions and things like that, but
and covert operations apparently.
You know,
and you know those worked out really well as the precursor to us invading Iraq or however you want to term the phrase. But now we're talking covert operations in Iran.
And what is it you're going to do?
It's more incompetence. It's more money spent on the possibility of just you know having another screw up. In the Mideast.
Yeah, and you know, again, this term neocons, I mean, bothers me. I mean, it's neo-nuts. These are not conservatives. Conservatives, you know, were not of a view, as George Bush said in the election, you know, for nation building with armies. You don't bomb nations, you know, into democracy. And they were told, I mean, again, one of these books I got to mention, Tom Ricks, author of Making the Core and winner of the Pulitzer Prize, has written this book called Fiasco, The American Military Adventure in Iraq. And it is amazing. It just documents, you know, right through how the European countries, the German ambassador, confronted Rumsfeld and foreign minister rather, and told him, "You are going to be there for years. You cannot. Democracy will not just flower out of this autocratic society. That is not the Middle East, you know." And Schwarzkopf. Yeah. General Schwarzkopf was saying, you know, this is not enough troops. You're going to need more troops for the occupation than for taking it. Knocking down, you know, Hussein was easy.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the occupation.
Well, here we are, several amoral authoritarians who got us into a mess, and now at the United Nations, a very interesting scenario is being played out. We'll learn more in the next few hours, the next couple of days.
349-1320, give us a call. Anything you'd like to talk about, what's going on in the UN or at ARCO?
And what's going on in traffic and the weather, it's Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoy the weather that's going on right now because for me, I mean, it has just been extremely hot being from Montana and Wyoming. Oh, I'm like, yay, give me some rain, give me a little bit of breeze, and we're going to have it. Our humidity, 26 for tomorrow, looks like highs maybe right around 91. If it stops blowing the wind, and tonight lows right around 55. Hit and run capital, we have 304 of them, southbound 99, westbound Florin. We have a collision, a three-car accident northbound Cap City Freeway at Arden Way and Jackson Road just west of Bradshaw Road. And a three-car crash, Arden Way and Fulton. That is emergency vehicles stopping the lane. Well, Enid Live will be back tomorrow. Charlie and John will be back in a moment.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all, you think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott! It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Live, local, and left. Now it's Charlie and John on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
John Boswell filling in for Enid this afternoon for another half hour or so. We've been talking about a number of things from the arena to Iran and the president of Iran at addressing the United Nations this afternoon, as well as President Bush addressing the United Nations. And it's being referred to, of course, in the mainstream media, CNN in particular, as the war of words. So a war of words, that is. So, you know, we have to have a slug line. And
Ahmadinejad wanted to have a debate, so I guess this is as close as he got.
Yeah. We don't have the text of his address to the United Nations General Assembly, but he was interviewed by Brian Williams of NBC. And I want to throw this out, and I want to ask you a question. Does any of this make sense? I mean, this guy, Ahmadinejad, has been totally vilified. He has said some outrageous things about the Holocaust didn't happen and a number of other things. But I just want to read to you some of the comments that he made to Brian Williams. And you tell me if any of this rings true in your ears. President Bush's policies in the Middle East are moving the world toward war. He maintains that Iran was a peaceful nation that merely wanted to be left alone to stand on its own two feet. Quote, the U.S. government thinks that it's still the period after World War II, a mindset that led Bush to believe that he can rule, therefore, over the rest of the world. Goes on to say the world has changed. Nations are awakened now. They want their rights, equal rights, fair ones. The time for world empires has ended. He accused Bush of hiding behind the nuclear issue to mask the U.S. government's grudge for the overthrow of the Shah in 1979. And he portrayed himself as a simple man who was plucked from the obscurity of academia to face the might of the American monolith. He said Iran was being bullied by Washington, saying Iranians simply wanted to live in peace. He laid the blame for all the world's wars in the 20th century on non-Islamic regimes. Interesting comments. What do you think about that? How does it ring in your ears that this president of Iran, and we have to admit, the part that we did watch on CNN, it had a lot of religious tones about the coming of the Messiah, et cetera, et cetera. So there was a lot in that speech.
But
does any of this make sense to anyone?
Well, we were reading that. And by the way, 349-1320, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd like to have your comments, especially about the Iranian president's speech today and President Bush's speech in the U.N. Outside the area is 866-626-1320. But, you know, this whole thing, it's so easy to write off people and say, oh, they're crazy.
Right.
Well, this guy's the president of his country. He's obviously, selected and elected also,
yeah.
Interestingly, and selected and elected, for certain reasons. And he obviously represents, a major element of his country. And it's not enough to say, oh, he's crazy because, we don't necessarily agree. Or I think, frankly, it's kind of a xenophobia that we don't understand the cultures. And it's so easy for us, again, with the Middle East, just to say, oh, those people are all crazy, they're all fanatics, and so on. But when you start listening, as we were reading the comments, the stuff that he was talking about at the end and talking about, peace and harmony and love in the world and to get ready for the return, of the prophet, the one, chosen, etc. Sounds very much like an evangelical, except for
absolutely.
If an evangelical said that, we'd say, that's right, the second coming, Jesus Christ, and nobody would be upset in the same way as you watch some Iranian talking about the true prophet returning. It's like, oh my God, this guy's a fanatic.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Really interesting developments this afternoon, I think. And we're looking for your comments. Steve from Sacramento has some views on this. Steve, how you doing? Hello.
The Iranian president?
Yeah.
First of all, he proves he's a liar because if he says he wants to be left alone and just wants peace and everything, how come his country, and I'm sure himself is in on it, supporting Hezbollah and Hamas, and he supports terror groups? So, he lied right there.
So he's a liar.
He's a liar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just, take it from his side, and if he looks at Hamas and Hezbollah as, for lack of a better term, revolutionary or a person's fighting oppression in Arab lands and so forth, could he not, hold that view in good faith from his perspective, not from ours, but from his perspective?
In other words, he's just bankrolling something that he believes in.
Yeah, I can't really understand you that good. I must have a bad connection. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. But do you fault him, if you can hear us, do you fault him in the sense that if he truly believes that Hezbollah and Hamas are groups that are fighting for liberation of Arab lands against oppressive governments and so on, do you fault him for that belief?
Well, in his own mind, that's what he believes. But, you
right.
know, Hitler had his own beliefs, too, and, you know, it doesn't mean he's right. And we all know that he's wrong. We all know mm-hmm. what Hezbollah is about. We all know how they hid behind women, children, and
mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, all right. So let's say that the president of Iran was lying to the world today. Well, what about George Bush and the lies that have led up and continue to keep us in a quagmire in Iraq and the whole idea of turning the Mideast into some sort of democratic model, and this whole thing has failed? I mean, who's lying? Are we hearing from two liars today?
Possibly. But I would definitely not trust the Iran president.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He's Hitler in disguise.
Well, okay. As Andy said this afternoon, as soon as you start throwing around the Hitler analogy, the problem is there's just no way to discuss it. You know, because obviously, you know, government with a specific policy of bombing Iraq and killing tens of thousands of civilians, people in Europe or in Islamic countries could use that kind of Hitler analogy about our president, and we wouldn't agree with that either. But so it doesn't advance the conversation. It's like, obviously there's a difference of opinion. Obviously they want us out of that area, and they want to be on an equal footing in terms of nuclear arms and so forth. And, you know, we don't want them to have it. I don't know if that makes him a liar or he just simply has a different point of view.
Well, he's already said he wants to, if he gets nukes, he's going to use them. He's already said he wants mm-hmm. Israel wiped off the map. And mm-hmm. That's his main goal, to, get rid of the Jews.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Steve, okay.
Thank you. Thanks for your comments.
349-1320.
And
feel free to call.
Yeah, 866-626-1320. And we've got Patricia on the line from Sacramento. Hello, Patricia. You're live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi there. Good afternoon. I wanted to bring forth an interview Larry King had with former President Jimmy Carter. And he was asked about this. He was asked, should we negotiate with Iran? And his response is that, George Bush is like, it's my way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not a diplomatic way of resolving the situation. What you do is, he was explaining that you would start with, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to give us? And you start with that one thing, and then you slowly move into other things that you want Iran to do. And he was referring to when he was negotiating with North Korea at the time, when he was president. So, and I think he had a very valid point, is we have an administration that says we don't talk to terrorists, but yet we're great friends with Saudi Arabia. We've done many, many things in the past that, look at Pakistan, they're our allies, okay? Pakistan supports terrorism, but yet we talk to Pakistan. So it's ridiculous to say we don't talk to terrorists. From the last caller, yes, I agree that the Iranian president, I don't trust him, but do you trust Bush? I mean, Bush has lied. The corruption is just never-ending. He invaded a country that had nothing to do with 9/11, and we don't even recognize that. I don't hear callers recognizing that.
Well, and put yourself in, as you were saying, if, instead of it from the American point of view, put yourself in the position of an Iranian that sees exactly what you're saying. They see George Bush in the United States invade a neighboring country that has nothing to do with 9/11 and terrorism. And in fact, Saddam Hussein is, an opponent of al-Qaeda and so forth, because he doesn't want any competition within his own country. He wants to rule it totally, and you see that, and then you're lumped in as a what was the term? The evil,
evil. Well, part of the evil axis.
Yeah. Axis of evil and so forth. Yeah, it's like, why wouldn't you believe that that the United States is untrustworthy and that is likely, to want to invade you? And we talk about we have actually things going on within Iran now. If you're the Iranian people, why wouldn't you fear George Bush in the same way and think he's a liar and everything else in the same way as the prior caller feels, you know about the Iranian president?
Yeah, and one more thing I want to quickly add, and I'll leave it at this, you guys can take your other callers, was that the message I think we sent when we attacked Iraq, I think the world knew that Iraq was never a threat, but the message we sent out is if you don't have nuclear weapons,
right,
and we need your oil, we're going to come after you.
Well,
that's
yeah,
the
sir.
Message we sent. So what? How can we not understand Iran's position?
That was the message that North Korea and Iran and everyone else, you know, saw and thought. It's like, if we don't have them, they're coming after us, or they're free to come after us at any time. You're absolutely right.
Thanks,
Thank
Patricia.
You.
Thank you very much for the call.
And it was 4 years ago, 1 week ago to today, that President Bush was before the United Nations and told that body of people that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq 4 years ago, and this is where we are now. And these folks in the White House, diplomacy, that's just not a word that they toss around too much.
You know, they were talking about Jimmy Carter and the idea, and somebody said, you know, who else do you negotiate with except, you know, your enemies or those that you have a problem with? You don't, you know, we don't normally enter into negotiations, with England, we don't have a threat to deal with there. We don't have a problem. You know, if we were fighting over land or something, during the colonies or something, we might. But you know, the people in the world that we're concerned about, North Korea, but we won't have anything to do with them. We won't negotiate with them. We won't talk to them. We won't Iran. He won't meet with the president of Iran. And it is frustrating to then kind of deal at a distance like this, where we say, "Oh, we're not going to deal with you. We're not going to talk to you. But rather, we may bomb you." And
sure.
And because they've seen Iraq, they know that that could very well happen.
Sort of a good cop, bad cop concept.
Yeah, but there's no good cop here.
Yeah, that's true. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Look at traffic and also weather from the left with Lisa West.
Charlie and John, you guys are amazing. I sure do miss Enid, though, I've got to tell you. It's going to be fun to have her back tomorrow.
So do we.
Woo! It's going to be fun. And you know what? She's just going to have a blast. The traffic, though, I hope she doesn't have to drive too early because the roadways now is just horrible. Southbound 99 by Fruit Ridge Road, as usual, just stopped up, doing almost stop to 5 miles per hour. I-5 at J Street, where traffic is stopping there. Roseville, I guess, is a backup all the way from Madison Avenue, so you might want to stay clear of that. We're low tonight, 55. Highs coming up tomorrow near 90. We're at 88. And Charlie and John continue at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me. Tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Credit.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net.
We need your support.
Live, local, and left. Now it's Charlie and John on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Charlie Weiss, John Boswell, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, filling in for Enid this afternoon. Our numbers, 349-1320 and 866-626-1320. We've been talking about the goings-on in the United Nations today. George Bush, our president, appealed directly to Muslims. The United States is not waging war in Islam and laid out a vision for the Middle East. His visions have been pretty good when it comes to the Middle East. And then we've also been talking about the president of Iran and the comments that he made. And we have some comments from some of our listeners at 349-1320. Ken in Orangevale. You're live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, guys.
Hi. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, first of all, Charlie, it's good to hear you back on the radio. I'm an old KZAP guy, and it's just nice hearing your voice again.
Well, thank you.
If I could direct everybody to the Rolling Stone website, their August 10th Rolling Stone had an article in it by James Banfield called The Next War. And it lays out exactly what the United States is doing in regards to preparing for war with Iran and mm-hmm. the amount of power that the American-Israeli Political Action Committee has on this particular subject matter is incredible. This lobby wants war. And this is the same lobby that ensures that $7 billion worth of money, the U.S. taxpayer money, goes to Israel, $3 billion of which goes directly to their military. Really, I'm beginning to be very, very worried about the Israeli lobby and the power that they're holding in Washington. And unless that's curbed, I really believe we're heading towards a war with these people.
You know, and obviously AIPAC, the so-called Jewish lobby, is and I'm familiar, very familiar. I have a partner who was very involved in it, and there are very very involved with Israel, obviously, and very involved with the survival of Israel, and they're certainly entitled to express that view, but and obviously has been being talked about with Iran, the concern is if Iran has nuclear weapons, that the logical target of those weapons could be Israel. And especially with with him actually, making these, kind of outrageous statements. And so it's understandable they want us to do what they previously did themselves, but I don't think they, dare do it again themselves at this point. But I cannot see, as much as it's talked about, and I understand the case for war and everything else, but it gets right back down to it. We do not have the military power to carry this out unless the policy of the United States is let's accelerate the rapture.
Israel as a proxy for the American Empire. I don't think it'll be us that launches the attack. It'll be Israel that does it.
Well, but I understand, and that's a possibility. But again, in the same way we've seen in Iraq, the unintended consequences of what happens, there's no way to have Iraq going on, I think, forecloses us from doing anything with Iran. I think we have foreclosed ourselves, I just don't think there's any way we can go into another war in the Middle East at the same time that we're fighting in Iraq and in Afghanistan.
Especially with having the entire world of Islam pissed off at us.
I so hope you're right.
The only way I think it could happen, and maybe we should advise everyone who wants to vote for Republicans and put them back in office in the fall, that maybe a nice graduation present for your children at 18 graduating from high school would be flak jackets, because they're going to have to start the draft because they have decimated the military and our resources in Iraq. I mean, foolishly, all the generals, have made it very clear. It's outrageous, but I think that's why the Iranian can stand up there, the president can stand up there and stick his thumb in our eye, is because we are tied down in Iraq.
Ken, thanks for your comments.
Thanks.
Much appreciated.
Bye-bye.
Next in Sacramento is Al. Al, you're live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, I'd like to bring to the attention of your listening audience that we are a member of the United Nations, which is a large body of nations around the world who has been inefficient in anything that they have undertaken. Since the last war with Israel and Hezbollah, some of the rockets were fired directly from one behind a UN site. What has the UN done to enhance the safety and progress of the world, and yet we are still members and funding them astronomical funds because of our taxpayers' money? I'd like to have your comments on that.
You know what? If we didn't have the UN, we'd have to invent it. I mean, that's the reality. Is it's a tough world out there. People don't agree with us all the time. We can't run the world anymore, which is, I think, what the president of Iran was saying. And so,
And he actually called for the United Nations to have more influence.
Well, but the reality is that the UN is just that. It's a group of nations coming together to talk, and they're not going to agree, and they certainly with the veto in the Security Council and so forth, it makes it more difficult perhaps to agree where we have changes in the alignments throughout the world. But you still have to talk to people. I mean, that's the reality. You still, if you're the United States, the most powerful nation in the world, you still have to talk to people.
And today's a very good example. I mean, this has really been an interesting forum of thought.
But why have an organization that's inefficient? If they're passing resolutions just for a public stand,
I thought you were talking about Congress. You mean
the
UN?
No, the UN.
Yeah, no, I'm inefficient just passing things.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Calls.
Imhotep from Sacramento is on the line. You're live on 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Thank you. I've been listening for about 20 minutes, and I don't know if this has already been said, but I think we shouldn't separate the past from the present and the future. The United States has done a lot of intervention in Iran. They helped depose with the help of Britain, a democratically elected president who wanted to use the national resources of Iran for Iranians. And they deposed Mossadegh and installed the Shah of Iran.
You're talking back in the 50s with, when the Shah came in.
So that brought in a whole, you know, host of atrocities that was financed by the United States, and then that's what caused a person like the Ayatollah to come to power.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these things don't, you're right, these things don't happen in isolation. They happen in the history of a country.
Exactly. And so, you know, for people to get on and say, well, I don't trust the Iranians, what have the United States done for the Iranians to trust them?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just been one CIA mess up after another. Thanks so much, Imhotep.
349-1320. Anyone like to join in, talk about Iran or what's going on in the United Nations or about our president and how he's going to carry out another war at the same time as being stuck in Iraq?
Marilyn and Antelope, you're live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Yes, I would like to share some information. There's a woman called Sarah Chase. She's written a book called The Punishment of Virtue Inside Afghanistan After the Taliban. She worked for NPR, National Public Radio, for 5 years, and now she has her own NGO, and she lives there. So she knows what's going on over there. And to remind people that the Northern Alliance was supposed to be our ally during all this mess.
Right.
And criticizing Mubarak, or, you know, President Musharraf, I forget which one he is. But because he let 2,500 Taliban and Al-Qaeda go, he let them go into the Northern Alliance and told them as long as they settled things within that area and were quiet, no one would bother them. They are a tribal government. And she said that you can have a chief, you know, living in a house and a few doors down, another one declares that he's the chief, and somehow or other they duke it out. But she has not found any of this evil bit going on, and it is true. We do not understand Middle Eastern culture.
Yeah.
And there's no way to impose, and we shouldn't, a democracy on them. That isn't, you know, for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, this is the form of government they've known. We don't have a right to step in and say that we need to have things like here. And God knows here has fallen apart. And Bush wanting to change the Constitution simply because he knows he's going to be tried as a war criminal. He has made so many violations, and that judgment came down from the district court, this Anna Dix, I keep forgetting her name, but she told him he can't do this and he's in violation of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And the only oath he took when he became president was to uphold the Constitution. And he hasn't done that at all.
But I think your point, though, is a good one, and that is the difference in cultures.
Definitely.
I mean, it's very arrogant. And, you know, the United States, when you go abroad right now, I mean, first, it's scary to go abroad. And I've traveled pretty much over the world in third world countries, and in India, Pakistan, Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, up to the border of Afghanistan. And now, I mean, there's so many places in the world I would be afraid to go, and partly I'm afraid to go as an American. And, you know, but the world is getting, you know, still a more dangerous place. But part of it also is, as you say, the difference in cultures. And and we are very, you know, we're very arrogant about the world. We think we know it all and we can fix it all. And they can just be like us if they would just understand that they just need to vote and do these things. And it's a crazy concept that we have, an arrogance that we have. And people, on the one hand, respect our country.